Blog Talk Radio.
Ready for some football. Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, a glorious, beautiful Saturday afternoon game here at 6 p.m. Pacific time, standard time, daylight time. It is a glorious day, weather in the 70s. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here in the big game. The game's about to go, and we're going to have introductions as we go along, but the Sacramento Sirens are going to be kicking off to the California Quake Corps receiving. So we are going from east to west. The California Quake will be receiving at approximately the 20-yard line, and we are ready for the kickoff now. And it rolls up by the 30. They get it and the 30, cross the 35, and now the 40 going out to the outside and is brought down at about the 46-yard line. So, ladies and gentlemen, this game is going.
That's right. How's it going, everyone? Hopefully you guys are having a great Saturday morning or Saturday afternoon. Beautiful day out here in Southern California. A little warm, but, you know, that's what we're used to here.
Yes, but we have a broken down fan right here in the press box. So life is grand, is it not, Big Dog?
Yes, it is. Want to mention, of course, this is the Quake. The Quake is their very first home playoff game. Of course, they've been in the playoffs before. This is the first time they've ever hosted. So hopefully this will go their way.
And here we are, first and 10 from the 46. And they're in a wishbone formation. And here it is. Number 11 takes it over to the left. She's running out, crosses the 45, 46, brought down maybe for a yard at the 47.
Yeah, Alex Kirby with about a yard.
So now we're going to be moving over to second and 9, starting from the 47. So you're going to have to bear with us as we bring all the players in. We're going to start announcing the captains and the teams. Once again, the California Quake start off second and 9 from the 47. They're just about midfield, moving east. Shadows are in front of them. And here we are.
Motion.
Number 11 hands it off to 47. Ninja Martin, who takes it across the 50. She's driving, stiff arm summons, crosses the 40, 35, and she's out of bounds at about...
about the 38?
Actually, no. As a matter of fact, at about the 41 of the California Sirens. So now it's first down and 10 from the 41 of the California Sirens. So we're in, the Sacramento, excuse me. They're in a wishbone formation again. First and 10 from the 41. Number 47 looks out, rolls over to the right, pass complete,
pass
over by the 38, and she runs it back to about the 30. So that was about an 11-yard pass.
That was designed to her. They caught the pass there. Beautiful catch, shoestring catch, if I might add. Nice grab.
Alex Kirby had rolled out to her left just a bit, threw across her body, and nice fingertip catch there.
I love Brett Favre.
Oh, no, yes. I love Brett Favre, no doubt about it, yes. So we are first and 10 from the 30. The Quake are driving in Sacramento territory. We have motion 31, takes the play. And number 1 is tackled in the backfield for a loss. That's Jessica Cheeks. She was tackled by number 51 from... Sacramento, that's Mapuana Ball, or Yui, defensive lineman. She's 5'7", weighs 245. She's 30 years of age. Nice tackle in the backfield for a loss. So we are at second and 13 with 12:24 in the first quarter left to play. Lined up again, wishbone formation. Oh, we have movement. She... low snap, and she gets nailed in the backfield, but she's trying to make something out of it. She pushes forward.
Trying to get back to the line.
And it looks like we're going to have forward progress, but it's going to be stopped at the 35. So that's going to be a loss.
Well, they push you back. So the original, probably, he's at the 32. So if anything, they lost maybe a yard or got back to the line.
They lost a yard, big dog, it looked like. Of course, he's a big dog on the scorekeeper. We have 11:45 left to play in the first quarter. And it's going to be third and about 11. Number 90 from Sacramento is coming in. Right about the nose tackle position. She's right up front, flanked by several players. They're playing a loose formation. Oh, another low slam. And number one takes it, trying to make something out of it, but she is nailed in the back heel.
For another loss of about 5 to 6 yards.
Significant loss. I think they're going to call it either the 39 or the 40 of Sacramento.
4 yards, 37 yards.
So that one was significant, ladies and gentlemen. And it's going to be fourth down now. So the first drive looks like it's going to, she was dropped down at the 37.
Yeah, so it's 4th and 17.
I guess I gave her a bit of forward progress on that one, big dog. .10:46 left to play in the first.
Looks like they may be going for a high punch on this one. We'll see.
Kicks it off, and it's going to go back into the end zone for a touchback. All right, ladies and gentlemen, clock stops at 10:32, and we're going to have a change of possession right here.
I'd like to mention that, of course, the Quake had their undefeated season this year. They were 8-0. This is only the second time they've ever had an undefeated season. So we'll see how they go. The Siren, I am still looking for their record. I believe they were 7-1, but I'm not positive. And here we go.
And right away out of the huddle, number 91 came right out. We're going to, all right, number 3 passes out on a slant pattern, and wow, significant gain up to the 32 on a slant pattern across the field from the south side to the north side. Significant gain right there. So
that was Hege Izaran, 5'8", 155, with the run.
After the reception.
Yeah.
So it's going to be 1st and 10 from the Sirens, 32. And number 1, 91, runs out there, the center. She's ready to go. 22 is moving across. We got some movement. It's a handoff, a fake handoff, fake to me out. And they run it up to about the 40, the 39, I should say. Play was so good there, big dog, that
big
the...
Big announcer up.
Me, not the announcer. Me. So it's going to be first, or it's actually second down. So it's going to be 2nd and 4. It was 6 yard gain from the 38 yard line. Yep. 9:37 left to play. Here we are. They're in a running formation. Oh, it's a pass. Number 2 passes it to 82. She catches it about the 40 and maybe gets to the 41. So it was a short, it was a swing pass right out into the flats. So it went from the 39 to about the 41 now, and it's going to be 3rd and 2 approximately.
Yeah, you can have a Sarah Trilby with that. That's just 5'10", 175.
9:02 left to play. Number 91's already out there. They're still in the huddle, but she's ready to go. And here we are. Here we go. It's a handoff to number 22. She's running. She's got a blocker in front of her. She crosses the 45, 46, 47. She's brought down about 47. Just 3 short of midfield.
And that was Ashley Razor Sharp. She's a halfback, 5'6", 135. She's 27 years of age.
That was a nice run there by Razor right there on the handoff. All right. The refs, refs are keeping this game moving along. It is now 1st and 10 from about the 47. There's a handoff to number 45. She's taking it across just short of midfield. It looks like a 2 yard gain. It looks like the Quake defense is starting to really stiffen up now. Maybe half a yard short of midfield. There she is again, number 91. She's right out there.
She's ready. She's ready for this playoff game.
No doubt about it. Number 22 is out here, way on the far side. She's got some movement. It's handoff right up the middle for about 5 yards. Number 28. It was an inside handoff, and it was to number 28.
It was Rachel Grover, 5'5", 150.
And we're now in Quake territory, 46-yard line. It's almost right in front of us right now. There,
yeah.
Dog. There's 7:33, and their 91 is out. Number 62 is coming up here to the near side. 22 is just off the line, almost as a swing pass type position. 28 is moving across. She gets the handoff, and she turns it upfield, and she is brought down at about the 41.
42.
They're going to call it the 41-yard line.
Well, because you called it, so it's the 41.
I'm sure I called it big dog. That's exactly why, yes. These girls are playing tough this afternoon.
Yes, the Quake are known for their defense. When they want to clamp down, they can clamp down. We have seen that.
Twice before, yes.
No, yeah.
But the Sacramento Siren are moving. And here we are on the 41-yard line. First and 10, it's a handoff to number 22. Almost looks like a reverse. She crosses the 40, the 35, the 30, and she's brought down maybe about the 30 to the 37. That was a big play. That was good. We have some additional commentators with us, and we'll go to them for some comments in a little bit. But, of course, we have the big dog right here on my side. I'm the scorekeeper. Normally we're doing our program on NDB Media, but it is a thrill to be here today. And I've got to tell you, this is a great game. We're already off and running. And number 82 is over here on the far side. She's lining up at about the 28. And here we are. We're set for the play. Number 2 looks back. She's got a receiver at 22. We've got it about the 15. She crosses the 5. Touchdown, ladies and gentlemen. The Sacramento Sirens draw first blood in this game.
That was actually sharp.
That was a sharp move, no doubt about it, ladies and gentlemen. 28 yards. All right, they're going to line up at about the 3-yard line now for the extra point. And it looks like they're going to try it. Number 21 is set to try for the extra point.
Ooh.
Oh, bad, bad.
It was a bad snap.
Snap was bad. Nothing that you could do, so the placeholder held on to it. So the score was at 6:19. So we're up 6-0. Once again, they failed on the extra point. The score was at 6:19. So we had a significant drive on this one, Big Dog.
Yes, very good drive. And Ashley Sharp, that was an excellent run on that last catch. She broke about 2-3 tackles to get into the end zone. Very good run.
Tell me, Cynthia, how you doing over there? What's your impression so far of this game with 6:19 left to play in the first quarter?
Go Quakes.
Okay, knowing that we're supposed to be impartial, but that's all right. You're going for the Quakes.
Yes, I am.
Fair enough. Rose, do you have any comments so far?
Well, I've noticed that the last few snaps have been really, really low. And so it really did equate quite a bit of a number.
Yeah, we were right about that. Okay, well, I appreciate that, ladies. We're going to be going back to you in a moment, but we're ready for the kickoff right now at 6:19. The Sacramento Sirens are going to be kicking off from the 40-yard line and back to receive for the Quake. I cannot see the numbers at this point, even though they're closer to me than the place kicker is. And here we are. Here's the kickoff. Oh, nice kick. Hits about the 25, and she gets it about the 20. She's running across the 30, 35, and she's...
No heel flags.
Yeah, she's hit and hit for a loss. Well, not a loss, but she's brought down at about the 29, but we do have a flag. The yellow ribbon was flying across the field right now, ladies and gentlemen. I thought it was a bird, quite frankly.
Holding. Quake.
California Quake, holding.
I figured from where the line judge was, so far in the back, it had to be on the Quake.
And they're walking it back.
Yep.
They're going to about the 23, 24?
Yes.
There it is.
Who did you call
it? It was holding. Don't know. If we had replay, we could tell you.
Gmo, are you doing replay?
No.
Okay, here we are. It's going to be 1st and 10, ball on the 24 at 6:10, left to play in the first quarter. And here we are, ready to go. And the call is right up the middle. She crosses up to about 29 for about 4, maybe 5 yards. So we're now 2nd down. It was run straight up the middle.
Straight up the middle.
Wildcat play. Did the quarterback call her number?
That was number 11, right?
Yeah.
Alex Kirby, otherwise known as?
Alex.
Alex is ready to receive it, yes. Alex is ready to receive it. Here we are. And the movement by the Quake. And there it is. Oh, fakes it everywhere. It looks like number 47 has it. She's running off to the right, breaks the tackle. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And she's brought down at about the 34.
And of course, the number 47, Kenji Martin.
Yes, and for those of you that know and don't know, number 47 is a significant number in the world of Star Trek, and apparently a significant number for the California Quake. Star Trek fans, never fear. Number 47 is here.
Kenji Martin, she's the bread and butter of the team.
She has been a big part of the team, no doubt about it. We have 1st and 10 on about the 30, and number 11 is ready to receive. She's quarterback. She has one flanking her on her left, and they're going from west to east. Another low snap, but she was looking, she was rolling out, but then she calls her over, runs right up the middle, blows the tackle, blows another one, a third one, a fourth, and finally brought down at about the 46, 47. Whole lot of nothing, and she made something out of it, ladies and gentlemen.
That's athleticism. I mean, to pick up a broken play and actually get another first down out of it, pick up, I think, 11 yards.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, broken, not busted, broken. Thank you, Big Dog. The Big Dog is sitting not 2 inches from me, and he whispered to me that the computer shut down. I guess I should turn it back on. Here we are. 1st and 10 from the 46. Or 45, they say. Oh, we got flags.
Motion.
Flying everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. Two flags. Okay, we have a 5-yard penalty. False start, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of movement. The girls were a bit too excited on that one. So now it's
1st and 15.
Yep. 25-yard line. With 4:38 left to play. Number 11 is the only one in the backfield. She has 47 up to her front and right, just off the line. And 31 is rolling across the middle, and she's throwing. She's going deep. No one around. Her pass ended up at about the 35, but no one was close. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're at 4:30 in the game.
The receiver she went after because she overshot the receiver. I don't know if the receiver stopped or it was just a missed play, but she overshot the receiver by a good 10, 15 yards.
Unlike the other one, which was a broken play, would you call that one a busted play? Here we are. 2nd and 15 on the 41 with 4:30 left to play. We're in a wishbone formation. And here's the hike. Handoff, inside handoff. And it's coming down here to the near side. She had some yardage, and then she was brought down for a loss. They're going to give her forward progress to about the 48. Big Dog?
Yes, and that was Design Trotter, otherwise known as D.
Okay, so we're looking at 3rd and 13 from
so
the...
looking at least at a passing situation. You have to pass.
43-yard line.
So a little weak on the left side. I throw a pass to the left.
And here we are, another little snap, but number 11, it was a pass play. Number 11 was in the pocket, got hit from behind as she was throwing, and the pass was incomplete.
Yeah, that was Nokio Karura who hit her from behind. She had a possible pass there, and right as she was releasing, luckily it wasn't intercepted, though.
So it's going to be 4th and about 13 from the 43. And 3:40 left to play. Once again, the sirens are leading 6-0, and we are in a punt formation. Number 27 is back to receive the punt. That is Bobby Graham, otherwise known as B-Fresh.
Number 24 is in movement, going across the field, all the way across. It's fast. There's a snap. Number 27 kicks it. Low kick. Touches down at about the 39, but it's going. It's getting a quick bounce. Oh, my goodness.
Very good.
And it's... Ladies and gentlemen, the seismic event there was easily a 2, but it carried on forward and just grew in magnitude, and it ended up being a significant movement there for the Quakes. Well, all right, here we go. It's 3:26. We are...
So it turned out to be about a 40-yard putt?
Yeah.
With the roll?
Hey, 40 yards is 40 yards.
That's right.
Yeah. And here we are. Number 91's already on the line. So it's first and 10 on the 15. Or maybe the 16 will give it to him. And it's number 2's out to pass. Swing pass out to number 24. No, number 22. She takes it out of bounds.
That was Reza Sharp.
About 5 yards. Number 47 was... No, I apologize. It was maybe a yard. I said 5, but that's where she ended up in my field of view.
No, the Siren are scrambling. They have the Quake on their heels right now, and they're just struggling to try and keep them covered.
Here we are. It's a handoff on the inside, and... She's going upfield to about maybe the 21.
About 4.
To Sharp again.
About 4 yards?
I think so. Number 55 made the tackle.
And Sharika Miller, known as Dowdy.
There's no doubt about that one.
No Dowdy about it.
Oh, well done. Well, here we are, 3rd and 5, ladies and gentlemen. Ball on the 22. We have another handoff to the right, to the north side of the field, and they're gonna take her back. So we have 4th down coming up. It's about 24 yard line. Well, the Quake actually showed their defense on this one. They put a stop to it. And we're now ready for a punt at 1:55 left to play in the first quarter. And there's a punt. It's a very short kick. Right, it lands at about 30, but it gets a Siren's bounce and goes out about 34.
We have a flag. May not have gone this 10 yards.
So we're holding on the field right now. Oh, that looks like ineligible. Oh, no, wait. Oh, I do apologize. Yeah, ineligible is 1 hand on the cap. He had 2 hands on the cap, so that's too many players. Oh, too many hands on the head. I'll have to remember that next time I'm at work. So they had more than 11. I think they're going to do it again. No, actually, they accepted it. Oh, no, they're going to kick it again.
No, they get the ball back first and 10.
Why?
Because there was a penalty against the Quake on 4th down.
Oh, the Quake again. They had the penalty.
Quake, yes.
This could be a major moment in the game. So it's 1st and 10. Number 28 runs it off to the left side. She's now crossing the 37.
28?
Yes.
That was Rachel Grover.
What's her nickname?
No nickname.
Oh, Rachel.
Oh, Shorty. She's 5'5".
I'm 5'11". It's not very short.
Shorter than you?
I'm 5'11". Oh, I thought you said I was shorter.
No, player.
Very defensive right there, Big
Mar.
I was like, what are you talking about here? But here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Right. 2nd and 3 from the 30. With 57 seconds left. And she's looking to pass. Number 2 is, she's in the pocket.
Oh,
but yes, there was a tack.
There was a sack, ladies and gentlemen. Was that number 32? Yes, number
32. Sunshine.
Oh, there was a lot of daylight on that one, ladies and gentlemen. So number 2 was brought down for a loss. That's Chantel Power. She is a quarterback. She's 5 feet 10 inches. Hey, I got her by an inch. Big girl. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have about 19 seconds. I don't know if they're paying attention to the clock over there, ladies and gentlemen.
No, yeah, they are. They're just waiting for it to go out.
I think they're going to let the clock run out. And at this point, ladies and gentlemen, I think they're going to move over to the other side. So we're going to have a switching of direction. So the sirens were moving east to west, and now they're going to move the ball to the other side of the field. And now they're going to be moving with the sun at their back. All right, ladies and gentlemen, so we now end the first quarter, and the Sacramento Siren 6, California Quake 0.
Did you think that might be a factor? The sun in their eyes?
We have a question by Rose. It's possible. The sun is at a low level right now. It could very well be. But the Sacramento Sirens did score in that direction. So we will have to see now. But I want to give out a shout-out to thank you all of our sponsors. Special thanks to all sponsors that allowed the 2011 season to happen. A big special thanks to Fightin', Best Chiropractic Clinic, Coca-Cola Bottling of Downey, Sunny Delight, and AXYZ3 Photography.
That's right.
And we'll have them in just a little bit. And here we have the official move.
And, of course, this season, IWFL fans can choose a fan favorite MVP for this game. You can text it, standard text rate supply. Place your vote for your fan favorite to IWFL MVP to 313-131.
Fan favorite MVPs will be announced on IWFLsports.com weekly. And here we are. They're now on the 35-yard line. It's 3rd and 5 on the 35. We're opening up the second quarter, and here it is, a handoff to number 22 on the right side. She's crossing the 40. She blows off a tackle to the 45, maybe the 44. We'll see where she stepped out of bounds.
That was razor sharp.
The sharp play, no doubt about it.
Ashley's got some nice moves there. She missed a couple of tackles. I mean, put the move on there.
Fans, don't forget to visit the concession stands. Proceeds raised will assist the California Quake on the rest of their championship journey. Thanks for joining us today on this live broadcast. It is a pleasure to be here. He's a big dog on the scorekeeper, and here we are, 1st and 10 from the 45 in Sacramento Sirens territory. At the handoff to number 28, and she is brought down in the backfield for a significant loss. Maybe the 38, 39?
Yes.
6 yard, maybe 7 yard loss on the run play. So it's going to be 2nd and 14 from the 41. Thanks, Cynthia. You got that one. I was trying to rob them of 2 yards.
And, of course, their tackle was by Erica Morgan, who is known as Hyper.
I must have been Hyper on that last one. Here we are, 2nd and 14 from the 41. Quarterback is right behind her center, and she's looking to pass. She's looking over the middle. She's got a receiver, number 82. They get her at about midfield, and she drags them forward to about the California Quake 46.
Sarah Trobe. Otherwise known as Trobe.
Trobe.
5'10", 175.
Nice catch, no doubt about it. So it looks like it's going to be 3rd down and 1.
And that was a nice catch because this
from the 47.
The quarterback, when she threw a bullet right between two players.
She knew where she was going.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a timing pattern. Well done. And here we are. 3rd and 1 from the 47. It is a long one. And there it is. She's looking to pass. Oh, had to hand it off. Number 28 may save this play. Nope. There was penetration by the Quake players. And number
24.
The quarterback handed it off to the running back, number 28, to save the play. But there was penetration by the California Quake.
There was Tammy Singletary with the tackle, otherwise known as Tokyo. 9 yard clock. So they will be punching the ball. It is 4th and 10.
And a lot.
Well, 4th and 10. They're back to the original
line. Okay, I wanted a different line. 45 yard line.
I hope he works well.
I know. Here we go. Kick. Ooh, and nice. This is a good kick.
sending number 11 back. Oh, and it takes a siren's bounce.
Now you just hope it goes out of bounds, which it's not going to go.
And it's going to be down at about the 6.
That was a siren's bounce.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so the California Quake are going to take the ball over at 12:24 left to play in the second quarter. And I think we're in line for a break right there. Oh, we have a transition. Maybe not.
Okay.
And we are back. All right, it's going to be 1st and 10 from the 6. So the California Quake are lining up on the goal line, at least in the backfield. Number 11, Alex Kirby, is quarterback. And there is a hike. It's inside handoff up to the north side. And she gets to about the 9, but there's a flag. The referee, number 68, made the call. And we're waiting to see what the call is right now, ladies and gentlemen. It's on the far side from us right now. Oh, but they're walking it up. They're walking it to the west. So for the 5-yard penalty. Apologize, ladies and gentlemen. Did not get the penalty.
No, I didn't catch the penalty. I figured it was on the sirens.
Yeah.
I don't think it was a legal hit to the back, but I think it would have been more than 5 yards.
Yeah, well, we're 1st and 10 from about the 14. There we are. Clock. It's not running, but it's 12:17. All right, inside handoff. It's up to the north side. Crosses maybe 18, 19. Five-yard run. First down, California Quake. Looks like the crowd is starting to come into the park. It's really looking nice. People are still walking in for the game. It looks sweet, ladies and gentlemen. There are quite a few people here. It's looking nice.
That's a good sign. It was a little warm today. That could be why they're coming in late. Or it just could be the L.A. thing, you know. L.A. people always like coming in late, you know that.
Big dog, we're from L.A.
I know.
1st and 10. From about the 23, 24. Here we go. Number 11 fakes a handoff. She rolls out to her left, and she's got a pursuer. She's passing it out. She's got someone and overthrows number 1. Incomplete pass. That was a design play. She was rolling out, but they had penetration. Sirens went right in there.
Sirens were after her. I believe she threw off the wrong foot, and that could be why it sailed overhead.
She had a receiver.
Yeah.
She was taller than the defensive player.
Yeah, the receiver was Jessica Cheeks.
Yeah, you know, had that been there, or even a little bit closer, that might have been broken for significant yardage. But doesn't matter, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, back to the 19.
2nd down and 10. Our number 11 has a wishbone formation. She's got 2 players flanking her. And here we are. Snap, inside handoff. It looked like they were going to go south, then goes to north, and Kenji Martin. Yep, she looked like she was going to break this one, but was not.
Opening. Defensive player, though, as they were falling down, reached out, grabbed her by the ankle, and did trip her up. Otherwise, it would have been a good 10, 15, 20 more yards.
Looks like it was going coast to coast, but apparently there was a temporal disturbance right there and stopped her and pulled her back. In an alternate reality, that was broken, but in this reality, she was stopped. Yes, it's the number 47 reference, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, we are Star Trek fans. Here we are. 3rd and 1. And number 11 calls her number. She runs it right up the middle, and she gets the first down. More. And she's going to be stopped at about the 37, maybe the 38, big dog.
Very good run.
Rose, you had a comment on that one?
Very good run.
All right. Right up the middle.
Yep.
Balls, he called her number right up.
That was Alex Kirby, and she swept it all up.
The Quake actually had good coverage. They gave her that gap right up the middle and took it. So here we are. 1st and 10 on the 27 with 10:15 left to play. Wishbone formation, handoff to number 31. She's going to the far right, and she's got some yards. She's got some room. They haven't brought her down yet. Crosses midfield, and she's brought down on or about the 38. 21-yard pickup, ladies and gentlemen.
And that was Design Trotter, otherwise known as D. Very good run. Broke a couple of tackles and just saw the open air and went for it.
So we have 1st and 10. The Quake are in Sacramento Sirens territory, and we have a timeout. So, ladies and gentlemen, the Sirens call a timeout. So we're going to take a break right now, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to be off for about 30 seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank our switchboard operator who's doing a marvelous job up there in Sacramento, California, or somewhere north. Maybe she'll correct me if I'm wrong. I want to give a shout out to BJ who's running the program all the way up from up north. And we are now 1st and 10 on the 39. And it looks like Kenji Martin's quarterback on this one. Yep, she calls her own number. She's running up. She's got a pursuer. But she's just bringing everyone along for the ride, ladies and gentlemen. And they stop her at about the 35. What do you think that was? Maybe a 3-4 yard?
A 3-4 yard run. Number 7.
Cynthia, can you mark the yards for me, like where the ball is and where it moves forward to? That way we can keep track of that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's 2nd and 6 from the 35. Oh, Kenji Martin's quarterback again. This is a wishbone in reverse. They're in front of her, and number 70 is running. We've got movement. 47 calls her own number. She's running up to the right. She runs into them, but they bowl her back, not forward, but still got some yardage on that one. To about the 31. So that went from what to what? 34 to 31, 3 yards. Thank you. That's what we need to know. We have a crack team here, ladies and gentlemen. Cynthia Sanchez is over on my left. Rose Noriega, yes, related. The big dog, and I'm the scorekeeper. Here we are, 3rd and 2 on the 31, ladies and gentlemen.
Get your video, photographer.
And number 31 calls her own number, and she's running across for a 1st down and then some. They're going to bring her down at about maybe the 26.
That was Detroit on the run.
And, of course, we have our videographer off to my right. Her name is GMO. You can find her at GMO Noriega at Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, of course. For those of you who listen to Sports Talk with the Guys, of course, that is Epo's younger sister.
Epo's. Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. 1st and 10 from the 26.
Oh, that's that.
Oh, but number one makes something out of it. But, oh, no, she's being pursued. She's being brought down. That's a significant loss. Yep. High snap. Caught by number one, Jessica Cheeks, otherwise known as
Cheeks. I believe it's going to be holding.
36, huh?
Oh, personal foul on the California Quake. Personal foul is 15 yards, isn't it?
I believe so, yeah. Well, it depends on the foul.
Right, because I know face mask, unintentional is 5 yards.
Yes.
And when you just say, I'm taking that mask, that's 15. So they're going to walk it back, ladies and gentlemen. So they're going to start walking it from about the 32, and there he goes. That ref is walking.
He's trotting.
I don't know. I don't know if he's trotting. He made it out there, though, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a significant loss for the Quake.
Yes, it is. And it took him so long to get over there that I think we're in the 3rd quarter now, ladies and gentlemen. But I kid, of course. I will not point out the ref because I won't be asked to do this again.
47.
Uh-oh. It's on the 47-yard line. And number 47 is in the backfield. Are the numbers aligned?
47.
Yes, GMO. Thank you. Yes. So it's 1st and 24 on the 47, and 47's in the backfield. So she has two backs in front of her, and she's calling her number. Oh, and just as the hike
The play was ruled dead. Penalties.
And I believe it's against the Quake again.
Oh, talk about self-destruction, ladies and gentlemen.
Another 5 yards. So now it is first and 37.
That was a false start, ladies and gentlemen. That's a lot.
Yeah.
I remember when the Raiders self-destructing one time.
I believe it's first and 37 now. Ooh.
Oh, bad snap. Somebody. Even though my grammatically challenged compatriot here does have the appropriate word, it was a busted play. There was movement right up the middle, hit the Wildcat player, and it went for nothing. It's over. So they're in for the punt now.
I mean, it was recovered by the Quake, but...
So...
You said, I believe it was recovered by the Quake?
Nope.
No, it was recovered by the Sirens.
Yep, and they're still in the huddle, but 91 is already on the line, the center. Here we are. So we're on the 47. The Sacramento Sirens take over at the 8:21 mark. She runs it up the middle and is stopped at about the 42 of the California Quake. 43.
And that was Christy Bubba Milanese, the tight end. 6'5", 165.
Okay, it looks like that was a 4-yard gain. Crack team here, ladies and gentlemen. I tell you, it's enjoyable to be able to do this. This is a playoff game. Huge implications for both teams, and here we are, 2nd and 6 on the 43. Number 2 hands it off. It was a reverse, ladies and gentlemen. Number 28 took it over to the other side, but she's brought down at the 43. Was that a game?
That was Rachel Glover with the run.
Nothing. Oh, man. That was a whole lot of work. So we are now 3rd and 6 on the 43 with 7:21 left to play. They're mulling it over in the huddle. And this game is moving smartly, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of action. Once again, it's the California Quake losing to the Sacramento Sirens 6-0. And here we are. 3rd and 6. Number 2's passing it. Oh, she's got a receiver out on the left side on the flats. Number 82, she's got it, and enough for the first down. That would have been maybe a 7-yard pass.
Yeah, and that was Sarah Trobe with the catch.
1st and 10, ladies and gentlemen, right there on the 35-yard line.
35 or
36?
35.
Calling
it
the
35. Injury.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. All the players are going down. They're taking a knee right now. We have an injured player in the field, a California Quake player. And this is one thing that struck us when we first saw this, the Big Dog and I, that a player, whenever there is a player that is hurt, everyone on the team, on the field, takes a knee, even those on the sidelines. Player is still being attended to. Do not have the number. Go ahead, Big Dog.
I just want to mention that after today's game, the winner, of course, will be going to Wisconsin to face the Wisconsin Warriors, who beat the Portland Shockwave today 13-12. So the winner of this one does go on July 16th in Wisconsin. So that's where the winner will be going to. Hopefully it will be the Quake, but we will see.
The player is still down. Thank you, Gmo, for that one. It looks like number 21 is being attended to.
Which is Anna DeLeon, hot foot.
And they are treating her foot right now.
From that run, she's hot. It's my hot foot.
Ladies and gentlemen, the captains for the California Quake today are number 11, Alex Kirby, number 47, Ninji Martin, number 52, Tara Philippot, and number 73, Crystal Ossie. And the captains for the Sacramento Sirens – yes, I'm trying to find that. Sorry. I have it right here, captains. I don't know. We're going to have to find it in a moment, ladies and gentlemen. So I ask you to bear with us. But it looks like number 21 has just gotten up, and everyone is clapping on both sides, the Sacramento side as well as the California side. Captains number 21, Jennifer Bloom, number 56, Michelle Machado, and number 22, Ashley Sharp.
these are the captains. And we're going to mention the All-Stars in a little bit, but we are now ready to go. First and 10 from the 35 with 6:56 left to play. Number 21 is coming out there waiting for her. She has now crossed the sideline now. You hear the whistle of the ref. We're going. 6:54 left to play. Sirens 6, Quake 0. And the sirens are driving on the 35-yard line. First and 10. Number 2 hands it off to number 22. Looks like she's running wide.
Oh.
She blows a tackle. Oh, bounces off another one. No, she bounced off number 52, but it's a gang tackle, ladies and gentlemen, right there on the 30. We have breaking news from ESPN Major League Baseball. Tigers' Justin Verlander, who's now 10-3, had a career-high 14 Ks over 8 innings versus the Diamondbacks. That's significant.
And, of course, that run was, again, razor sharp. Ashley Sharp, again, with that incredible run that she had again. She's having a very good game today.
Second and 5 on the 30. The sirens are controlling the offense here. They're controlling the game. Oh, we have a pass up to the left side. Incomplete to number 82.
Oh.
We have a flag, though, ladies and gentlemen. We have a flag.
Happy.
We're going to see what it is. You can hear the fans down here already.
Either pass interference or late hit, one or the other.
Against the Quake, it looks like. Oh, they're pointing her out. Ladies and gentlemen, we actually do have, the fans are
very angry about that.
Are very unhappy. Personal foul on the defense. So number 80 has come in for the Sacramento Sirens. Oh. I will not repeat the colorful metaphor that the fans are using right now, but I didn't see anything. Granted, I'm up here in the booth. I think he missed the tag, but the point is, I don't know where it was, but it was a personal foul against Quake. They're walking it off. I think that's going to be an automatic first down. It definitely was away from the play. Yeah, they're way up there now. They're on the 11. So it's first and 10 on the 11. Yeah, it was an incomplete pass, but it was a personal foul. So with first down on the 11. Sirens are moving forward. The handoff right up the middle and taken down for a loss. Significant penetration by the California Quake on that one. No. They have a 4-yard loss.
Yes.
15. Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen. We have 5:26, 5:25 left to play. And the Sacramento Sirens are ready. They're up on the line. Number 2 has won a pass. Oh!
Oh! Interception.
That was an interception, right, Big Dog?
Bounced right off the back of one of the...
That's what it was.
Off of one of the Quake players, and then I could not see whose hands it went into.
I could not either, and that's why I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. I was confused by the play and the angle. It looked like it was going to be a pass, and it was. She hit one of the Quake players.
Yeah,
it bounced off.
I believe number 28 might have picked it up, but I'm not positive it would have been... Shalanda King might have picked up that interception.
Yep, that was an interception, ladies and gentlemen, and stopped a fast-moving Sirens drive.
Without that interception, I believe the Sirens probably would have been in the end zone in the next two plays or so.
They lost the yard?
It's now Quake ball.
Quake ball on the 14.
Yes, on the 14. First and 10, 14 with 5 minutes, 10 seconds left to play. Interception by number 28, and now we are going forward. And number 3 is looking to pass. She was looking for number 24 up in the flats, up in the north side of the field. It was incomplete. She overthrew the receiver. And that was Deb.
Yes, Deb Coos.
Yep. She was in at quarterback, and she was trying to find Tammy Singletary, right? Otherwise known as Tokyo.
Yes.
So we're at 2nd and 10 on the 14 with 5:05 left to play. Of course, it was an incomplete pass, so the clock stopped. And we're back in a wishbone formation. And number 3, she's looking. She's going deep. She's looking for number 11, and it's intercepted by number 24, who's running it back. She's got some blockers in front of her. She's about to cross, and, just short. Just short, ladies and gentlemen. The 1-yard line.
So Deb came in on her second pass play, gave it up. Number 24 intercepted. Trenice Brown Warrens, otherwise known as Niecy. I apologize if we butchered the nickname on that one, but it's number 24.
Very good interception, and she's 5'1".
Definitely shorter. I overreacted last time, so I do apologize. Oh, yeah. I mean, just made us. Nice play on that interception. So, it's first and goal, baby. On the one.
Got it right back.
Now I know why the 91's always up there. Up the score. Here we are. Number two. It hands it off to number 20, 22. Okay, and she's being held up, and she's going to be stopped. Maybe for a loss.
Loss of maybe two?
Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so we're second and goal on or about the three. Little 2 yard loss. 4:18 left to play. Sirens are driving yet again. And you can start hearing the fans now. They're trying to. All right, number two hands it off. There's a lot of activity. It's a reverse. And number 23 is looking across the line. Merry Christmas, ladies and gentlemen. The California Sirens have scored on a reverse. That was number 23.
That was Katie George for the Sacramento Sirens.
What did I say? Oh, the California Sirens. Sorry, that was a bastardization, ladies and gentlemen. The Sacramento Sirens have scored. It is now 12-0, and we're lining up for the extra point. Number 82 is the placeholder. And here's the extra point attempt. Whoa, number five came flying in.
Just got in.
And we're going for two-point conversion and incomplete pass. So.
Yeah, it was a nice run, though, by Katie George, even though it was three. I mean, she huffed across the entire field to get in.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have the kickoff now. So teams are changing sides, and we have 3:57 left to play. Cynthia,
yeah.
Any comment on that so far? It is now 12-0.
I'm still holding my breath.
Fair enough. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an incredibly entertaining game. It's good stuff, good hitting, good defense. The Sacramento Sirens are
having their way.
It looks like at this point.
The vaunted Quake defense just quite isn't there today. I don't know what it is. Maybe they got a little bit of the jitters. Hopefully they'll figure it out at halftime and come out strong in the second half.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. The Sacramento Sirens are going to be kicking off from the 40 with 3:57 left to play in the second quarter. We are rapidly approaching halftime. And number 21 is going to kick it off right now. Line drive kick, bounces at about the 27, goes all the way back. Ref throws a flag. That's going to be a touchback. So the California Quake caught a break there. Okay, so we're going to be determining. The captains are going to decide what they want to do, and it looks like they're actually going to take the penalty.
I would take the penalty.
Now they're going to give them an extra five, and they're going to kick it again. So they're going to be kicking off from the 35 now. They have the option. I did forget about that, big dog. And here we go. Looks like they're going to be kicking off again. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Yep, number 21 has to get her tee. Move it back. All right, ref hands the ball to number 21.
Hopefully this helps the Quake out. We'll see.
Who's 21 on the 21? Sacramento Sirens?
Jennifer Bloom.
Jennifer Bloom. Yeah, she's a halfback, 5'8", and 140. She's 26. And here we go. Here's the kick. Boom, a booming kick. Number 31's going back to her right. She's got the ball at about the 18. Now she's running across the field. She's coming up to the south side.
She's going to be 35.
She's cut down. She got it about the 18. Took it back to about the 35.
17-yard run?
Maybe.
Yep, right at the 35.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. 3:47 left to play. What was that, Cynthia? Ladies and gentlemen, there it is. They went from the 35 to the 35.
Maybe a fair exchange? Maybe. Here we are. The Quake are ready to go. Deb is back as quarterback, and she has two backs north and south of her. Hi!
Another one.
Snap! She's going to have to fall on this one, and she's going to fall all the way on the 23. Hi, Snap.
Their center is just having problems all day today. Either the snaps have been way too low or been way too high. This is at least the third time that the pass is, that the snap has got over her head.
This is
and not by a little either. She's been lucky to grab it. She was lucky to grab it last time. She wasn't able to grab it this time.
Yeah, well, here we go. It's second down and 22 on the, yeah, on the 23. All right, it's a handoff on the inside. It's given to number 31, actually. And she takes it up to about the 28, 29.
That was D. Trotter.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so now it's going to be third down. Third down with about 6 to go. Oh, no, 16.
16.
Well, that's what the little flags are on the sideline. Just kidding. Just kidding, ladies and gentlemen. But I won't admit as to how true that was.
Here we go.
Oh, as Rose Noriega tells me, I was a baseball player speaking. And now we have number 31 running off to the right. She's got some daylight. She's going. Number 7's got her. But, oh, my goodness, got a first down and then some. At least 3 more yards to the 48.
And that was Deep Trotter once again.
You know, the Sirens have been scoring, but they haven't stopped the running game for the Quake yet.
The Quake right now have been their own worst enemy in this first half.
Dare I say they're snapping?
You may.
Thank you. Thank you for that delayed laugh there. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, now they're pounding the table here.
I'm out.
I think everyone's out now. So that was actually the 47-yard line, and we have a 2-minute warning. So we're going to take a quick timeout now, and let's go to our sponsor right now for a quick timeout. Now. Thank you, BJ. She's doing a wonderful job on the switchboard. Maybe she'll say hi in a moment, make a trans-California connection, but here we are. First and 10 on the 47 with 2 minutes left to play. 2 minutes left to play in the second quarter. Here we are. Number 3 has it off, but the refs are whistling dead. Flags are flying. I exaggerate. A flag has flown.
And it's against the Quake.
False start on the offense, number 47. Oh, come on. That made me into a falsie because I was calling a play. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we are. It's now first and 15 from the 42. 47 minus 5. Yeah, that's 42. Oh, you should have seen the look of my statisticians over here actually doing the math themselves. It was glorious. Felt like I was in grade school. Oh, they're unhappy now. First and 15 on the 42. Deb's quarterback. She's got one running back up to her left. Partial wishbone formation, and here we go. Number 3 handed off to number 31. She's going to the right, up to the north side. She's tripped up. She crosses the 45?
Barely. Right on the 45.
I would say barely, based on where the ref placed the ball. Actually on the line, but more to the right.
And that's the east side of the field, so here we are. And the Quake are back on the line right now, so it's going to be 2nd and 12 on the 45. There's the tectonic shift, ladies and gentlemen. The three hands it off to number 47, Ninji Barton. She's running up the field, and she's going to be stopped at about the 48 of the Sacramento Sirens. Cynthia? We'll let that one go for right now. Our statisticians are so excited to keep track of the numbers that they forgot that when it crosses the 50, the numbers go back down. Here we go. Number 3 is looking to pass. She's looking to the right side. She's got a receiver wide open. Oh! Number 24 was all alone. Maybe she was expecting a hit. Maybe not.
No, she saw that no one was around. She turned around before the ball was completely in her arms and just dropped it.
Man, oh man.
That was Sammy Singles. That was Tokyo.
I guess we speak in foreign tongues on that one. But that's all right. Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. It's 4th and 5 on the 48. The punting team is off with 57 and a half seconds. Yes, it's 57 and a half. Not 58, not 57, but 57 and a half. Here we are. The punter, number 27, is running in a lot of trouble. Another bad snap. She's going to run it to the 50, midfield. That's where they're going to change possession right there, big dog. What happened there?
You know, the Quake, once again, is the center with a bad snap. The Quake, every time they get something going, they are just shooting themselves in the foot, and they just can't get out of, they can't get past the, about the 40-yard line of the Sirens. They just keep shooting themselves in the foot and keep getting penalties.
Their running has been incredibly effective.
Yes.
The penalties are killing them, and the snaps are killing them. That's the difference at this point. But, hey, you say what you will. The Sacramento Sirens have been driving. No. Those points weren't given to them. So here we are, 1st and 10 on the 50 with 50.8 seconds.
Blitz.
It is a blitz. They went in there, and they sacked her. Number 2 sacked.
Oh.
The ball did come loose.
No, they threw it down though after the whistle was blown, so I was wondering if it was going to be a whistle, but no.
No, I did not see that, big dog. I just saw the ball fly.
Yep.
So everyone, Cynthia, Rose, they all agree that was a delayed hit. There should have been a penalty, but we don't have instant replay, and these refs are.
And we're almost down. Yeah, we're going to take it down to halftime.
Yeah,
that'll be it. So it'll be the Sirens 12, unfortunately the Quake 0.
And they may have missed that play. The refs did, but they're actually doing a good job.
No, a very good job.
Yeah, they are.
Very clean game. They've caught all the plays.
And they're going to run it out, and that's it, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to take a few minutes. That is halftime now. We're going to remind everyone that's it. We're going to go to a break in just a moment. But I want to thank Cynthia Sanchez, who's here with me. Of course, Rose Noriega. They're going to come up with their monikers shortly. Of course, we have GMO. I have the big dog sitting here to my right. And, of course, I'm the scorekeeper. Ladies and gentlemen, the score at halftime is the Sacramento Sirens 12, California Quake 0. I'd like your opinions as to what's happened in the game so far. Big Dog, let's have your analysis. What's the difference, if not already said?
The Sirens are having their way with the Quake. They're not the Quake's defense just isn't there like it usually is. We've seen great defense from the Quake before, and for whatever reason, the Sirens have having it their way. On the flip side, the Quake are running. Their running game is very, very good. But penalties and bad snaps are just killing the team. That is why they're down 12-0. They could be tied 12-12 because their offense is there. It's just those penalties, and every time they seem to get ahead, they have a bad snap. Either too low or now in the second. The first quarter, the snaps are way too low. Now in the second quarter, the snaps are way too high, where it's gone over Deb's hands twice now. She was able to block one, and it went straight up, and she caught it. The other one, she had to run after and just fall on it just so they wouldn't lose the ball.
Yeah. I appreciate that analysis, big dog. Rose, what's your opinion of what's been going on so far?
It is exactly as big dog has mentioned. And pretty much maybe during halftime they will regroup again. And hopefully they will correct the small little errors that they're making with the low snaps and the high snaps. So if they just don't do as many penalties, I think they have a good shot to come back and play the game or take it over.
Cynthia?
Well, the Sacramento is really running away with the ball. That sharp Tucker's really razor sharp, huh? It's really doing a number on our Quakes.
Yeah, there's no doubt. She's been dominating the game. She's had quite a few runs. And I got to tell you, the Sirens are putting it to the Quake at this point. Once again, it's 12-0 with 13:08 left to play in halftime. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to call it right now. We're going to go to a halftime break. And I know that BJ is up there. So we're going to go to break at this point, and we'll be coming back at the beginning of the third quarter. Thanks, everyone, and stay with us. It is an exciting game. Hopefully, we're doing a good job for you guys. And we are now going to a break.
Talk continues. Stop right calling in. Me out. I'm not fighting today. I just want to be happy. Is that okay? Oh, stop calling me out. I'm not fighting today.
IWFL videos or check in on your local team's fan club, then IWFL Ning is for you. You can find it at www.iwflfootball.ning.com. The IWFL Ning site is a social networking site designed to allow the league, teams, players, and fans to connect in a professional online environment. Signing up is easy. Just go to www.iwflfootball.ning.com. Create your page and you're ready to go. Add friends, start a discussion, view pictures and videos, join a team group page, or read blogs. This is the place to spend a little time getting to know the IWFL, the best play here. Once again, it's IWFLfootball.ning.com.
You know what? There were a lot of people at Fullerton. I'm already spending. I'm
I want to thank BJ, who's running the switchboard up there in her hometown. Maybe she'll say hi right now before we start. We're just a few seconds away from starting. Hi, BJ. She's not going to answer me, is she? She's not going to answer me. Well, I'm glad she's playing along, though. I know she's listening, but maybe we'll get her to say something in a bit. She is tweeting the events that are taking live. She has to tolerate our play calling right now. She is a team player, and it's very thrilling to know that she's listening to us and to what's going on over here. It is a very exciting game from the get-go. A lot of stuff is going on, and once again, nothing has changed, ladies and gentlemen. It is Sacramento Sirens 12, California Quake 0. We've got 15 minutes. The California Quake are about to kick off from their 40-yard line, and here we are. Number 17 is kicking off a booming kick to the north side, going from east to west. It takes a Quake bounce, and it goes out of bounds at about the 25. The ref throws this flag, and the same situation, they have their option. So what are the Sirens going to do? Are they going to have to re-kick it, or are they going to take the five-yard penalty?
I would take the five-yard penalty and re-kick it. Yep.
It looks like that's exactly what's going to happen. The Sirens have chosen for them to play deja vu, ladies and gentlemen.
In their estimation, what do they need, the Quake need to do to take this game back over?
Run. Snap and run. That's what they need to do. They need their ref, I'm sorry, they need their center.
They need their center to snap it correctly. That is one of the major problems. I don't have the penalties and the yardage, but penalties hurt them a lot. But anyway, I believe it was the center that hurt them the most so far.
Now, you did ask me an interesting question, Big Dog, and we'll get to that one right now. But we're going to have the kickoff again at 15 minutes. And we're kicking off again, so it's deja vu all over again. A booming kick again. She's going to get at about the 25. She crosses the 30. She's going to the north side. Comes to the south side now. She breaks a tackle, and she runs into a wall. And she's going to be stopped at about the 42, maybe 43. That's about a 13-yard return. And it's right there at the 43-yard line. So that's where we're going to start.
Did the run back? She is a defensive tackle and a receiver.
But she was very offensive at this point. And we are now going to start at 14:44. The clock is running. First and 10 on the 43. The sun is beginning to set. It is definitely dusk. The shadows are all over the field. A beautiful afternoon. And here we are. Number 2 looks to pass. She's got a receiver at 28 out in the flat. She's broken a tackle. Another one. She's brought down by number 24 in the California Quake 35-yard line.
So that went from the what to the what?
From the 43.
Yeah. Our math major next to us, our announcer, is the 25-yard gain. Excellent. Well done. First and 10 from the Quake 42. No, you're right. I'm sorry, 37. Thank you, Cynthia. Cynthia C.S. She's right on. C.S. Lewis right here. And here we are, first and 10. Number 2 rolls out. She's looking now, hands it off. Faked me out. I've had it with number 2. I've had it. Chantel Powers has thrown me several times. I had her rolling out when she handed it off on the inside.
31, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. 31-yard line. So that was a 3-yard game or 5-yard game. Second and 5 on the 31. And here we are, number 2. She's in the I formation. She has one back behind her. And we have movement by 22 across. She gets the handoff, and she's running to the right. She's got a blocker in front of her. She crosses the field. And, oh, wide open. We may have a score. 22, touchdown. She went all the way. Oh, my goodness. It is now 18-0. We are on the verge of a blowout early in the third quarter.
And, of course, Ashley Sharp once again blew it open, blew some tackles. And you know what? Looking at that play, I believe she was not the intended receiver of the handoff. She came across really quick, and they almost bumped into each other. So I think she got the ball and made the best of it.
Definitely made the best of it. Scored 6 points, and now we're going for the extra point. It is going to be a kick. I believe it's number 21 who's going to try the extra point. 82 sets it up. The kick, it looks good. And it is good for the extra points. 19-0 at 13:21 left to play. Wow. What was the run yardage on that run to the touchdown? It was from the 31, right?
31 yards.
It was a 31 yard. Thank you. No, I just want to make sure. So BJ, who's tweeting, can get it right. Otherwise, she's going to say those guys didn't know what the yardage was. 31 yards, number 22 scored, correct?
Ashley
Sharp.
The Quake have to score on this possession, period.
Yeah.
They have to score in this position. It is almost out of their grasp right now. Not impossible, but they are facing a big uphill battle right now.
They are still within 3 scores, 3 touchdowns. That's 21 points if they get the extra point conversion, but we shall see. Number 21 is about to kick off from the 41-yard line. With 13:21 left to play in the third, and there are 2 receivers deep for the Quake. On number 1 and, I believe, 12. And there's a kickoff, a booming kickoff over to the south side. Number 11 has it. She gets it about the 15. A lateral back to number 1. She's got it at about the 25, and then she's dropped at about the 27, maybe? At the 25.
That was Jessica Cheeks that got passed off to number 1.
So it was a lateral right back at her. So here we are. First and 10 on the 25, the Quake takeover, and they're looking to make something out of this. The clock is now running. The ref says, go, clock, go. Time waits for no one. 13:04, first and 10 on the 25. Number 11 quarterback, Alex Kirby. She hands it off to number 31, who goes right, and it was inside handoff, and
taken down at about the 25 and three quarters or 25 and a half.
Pick up a half yard, maybe?
I think they're going to give her a yard.
And that was D. Trotter with the run.
Okay, yes, right on, Cynthia. Thank you. You're right. It was a one-yard gain. And we're now second and nine on 26 with 12:31 left to play. All right, number 11 is their quarterback with, I believe, 31 off to her right and a half wishbone. You know, wishbone has two behind, but not the only one. Okay, number 11 has it. Problematic snap, but she makes something out of it. She gets 6 yards or 5 yards.
5 yards. 6.
No, they're going to say the 30. So it's going to be third and five, ladies and gentlemen.
Very doable.
Okay, now they are in a wishbone formation. Number 11 has number 31 off to her left, the south side. They are going from east to west. And here we are. Here's the set. Oh, a high snap. Oh, and on the handoff, number 31 had trouble with it, but she kept on it.
Gets the first down.
My goodness.
Wow.
My goodness. Bad snap, bad handoff or lateral, and still number 31 made something out of it. At least 6 yards, maybe seven.
That was Detroit.
Where are we at, Cynthia?
41.
So that was a 6 yard gain for a first down, first and 10, ladies and gentlemen. The clock is running 11:36, and the ref signals are. Now we go. wishbone formation again. Number 11, another. Yep. Number 11 calls her own number. She's running out. She's being held on. I think they were going for a walk there, ladies and gentlemen. One wanted to hold on to the other, and it just didn't happen. So number 11 was brought down at the 37-yard line. That was a one-yard gain?
Yes, 1 yard.
Thanks, Sin. I'm sorry. Cynthia. I have no authority to make that. Anyway, we're now second and nine. We're learning monikers here, ladies and gentlemen. 10:40 left to play, and here we are. Run right up the middle, number 11. Oh, she's first and 10 and then some. Run it straight up the middle. She was stopped at the 50.
And you know why that worked so well? Because it was a good snap. Perfectly in her hands.
Right there. You're right on, big dog. G-Mo, did you have a comment on that play? Okay, fair enough.
I believe, to loosen this one up, I think the Quake need to air it out. They're not passing at all. Almost every single one is a run.
First and 10 on the 50 with 10:28. And here we go. Number 11 rolls to her right, calls her own number. Oh, eludes the pass. Did a lateral, but I believe it was fumbled. Okay, wait. The refs? Okay,
oh,
it was a
pass?
Yes, they are calling it a pass.
That was generous.
Yes, it was incomplete. I called it a lateral, I believe, and I was mistaken.
Well, I couldn't tell if she shoveled it underneath or she actually...
She shoveled.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the first time I've ever heard of a ref being generous, even in my playing days, and I certainly didn't play football. But there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. Second and 10 from the 50 with 9:53 left to play. Oh, the tectonic shift just happened. Girls jump up and down on the Quake. There we have a pass. Oh, it was high. Number 11 was going to her right, north side. She's a lefty, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
So
she was thrown across.
It seemed like she was thrown across her body. She had number 47. It was off her fingertips. Minji Martin is a tall young lady.
Yes.
And it was off her fingertips. So the pass wasn't exactly there. So we're now third and 10 from midfield. From this point, you could go either way.
Yes, you can.
Thank you, big dog.
I think they're being very successful with the run. They should stick to it right now.
And Rose is telling us that they should stick to the run. And there it is, ladies and gentlemen. We're third and 10 from the 50. And number 11 is looking to pass. She's got Ninja Martin. Oh, again, had her wide open. She was in the backfield, but she overthrew her again.
I disagree. I think Ninja Martin was waiting for a straight pass across. Deb led her with the pass, and Minji Martin stopped on the run.
Was that Deb number 3 or number 11?
Was it number 11? I'm sorry.
No, not at all.
It could have been Alex Kirby. The quarterback led the pass. Minji Martin did not go after the pass.
Okay. fourth and 10, and we're here for a punt. Looks like number 21 is going to punt. I'm not certain on the number.
Are they going for?
Here we are. Oh, a bad snap. It's going way back. It's on the 25.
Oh.
She has to fall on a number 27. On the 25-yard line. I believe it was 27 fell on it on the 25-yard line.
24-yard line.
You disagree again, big dog.
What? No. It's... that was a 26-yard loss.
Oh, now they're calling. There is a flag, ladies and gentlemen, and apparently there was an illegal substitution.
Yeah, they're declining it, of course. They're not gonna.
It was against the Quake. They're not gonna take it, baby. And they turn it over on downs.
As I said, once they get past that 50-yard line, they self-destruct. Almost every single time now, they haven't gotten it past. I think only once were they inside the red zone.
So it was a failed punt attempt, a bad snap, 26-yard loss. Unbelievable. So it's first and 10 on the 24 for the Sacramento Sirens. We've got moving number 20 up the middle. Hand off to number 45. She goes up to her left. She's brought down at about the 18. Looks like the Sirens are starting to push it. Push it, push it, push it, push it.
And that is exactly what you need to do. You have the team on the ropes. You shove it down their throats.
Well, we're now looking at 2nd and 5 with about 9:09 left to play. Number 91 is already up on the line. They're still in the huddle, but now they break huddle.
Well, that center is just enthusiastic.
Love her. No doubt about it. Here we are. Number 2 is in the I formation. Oh, it is a blitz. Handoff up the middle to number 22.
We have a flag. We've told you.
Number 22 ran it up to about... The 12?
Yeah. Oh, on the Sirens.
Oh, holding on the Sirens. Yeah, that's going to take it back.
One of the few times we've had actually a penalty where it's on the Sirens. Yeah. 5 yards only.
Holding?
Yeah.
No. It's got to be 10. Holding's 10.
Yeah.
Ball starts 5. Holding's 10. No, Holding's a killer. That's 10 yards in the NFL and in here. Yes, she's on the line again already. Number 91's ready to go. So number 2 has a wishbone formation, number 28 and 45 in the backfield. She's looking to pass. She gets hit, but she still gets it off to number 82, and she gets to about the 21. So that was a gain of about, 6?
So now, what are they, 3rd and 8? 3rd and 7?
Yeah, something like that. Hey, you got 5 yards there, 6, 7. 3rd and 7. The ball's on the 21. 8:16 left to play. The Sirens are driving. They are clearly in control of this game.
Almost in the red zone.
Yep. Okay, we have she's looking to pass. No, she... Oh. Why don't you describe to us what happened, Big Dog?
She faked you out again.
I've had it.
Number 2 just fakes you out. That's why it's working so well. It's faking you out even all the way up here. Imagine down the field. That's why it can't catch her.
It was a run, damn it. I apologize. It is a timeout. I think I need a timeout, but we're not going to take it. They are. They're going to have a conversation over on the sideline right now. The Sirens call that one. So we're now looking at 4th and 5. So they're determining what they're going to do at this point. Big Dog, you're on the 20 or 19-yard line, 4th and 5. What are you going to do? I'm going for it.
Oh.
I'm not going to go for a field goal. I'm going to punch it in. I'm going to see if I can get in a few more yards and stick it down their throats. Put them back. What is the punt going to do? You're not going to punt. You're going to try a field goal?
Actually, if the score was closer, I would try for the field goal. But unfortunately, the way the Quake have been playing, giving them back the ball, trying to go for this, even if they don't make it, you get the Quake ball. But the way the Quake have been self-destructing, I, as a coach, will feel, if I'm the Sirens coach, feel, I'm going to get this ball back in 4 downs. because that's what's been happening.
So you go for a field goal.
No, I'd go for the score right now.
Oh, so I would too, yeah.
Even if I get tackled and I turn the ball over to them, they're on their own, 20, 15-yard line. In my personal opinion, if I was a coach, I'd say I'm getting the ball back. Not to worry.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. They're at about the 19-yard line.
And look, they're going to go for the field goal.
About five, yes. They are going to go for the field goal, number 21. The placeholder is number 82. 21's going to go for it. The ball is going to be set at about the 26, so we're looking at a 36-yard field goal.
And that's Jennifer Boone that's going to be kicking it.
Here's a snap. It's good, and it looks good, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
to the right. It was short and right. So it looks straight and true, but it was not to be. So a missed field goal at 7:32. It was a 36-yard field goal attempt. And it was no good.
And even at that, I'm still happy. I mean, you tried it, didn't work. As I said, if I'm the coach of the Siren, unfortunately, I would say the Quake are going to give me back the ball in 4 to 6 downs. We'll see how close I am to that.
So the Quake are going to take over now. And wait a minute, wasn't that about the 19? Now it looks like it's on the 20. Thank you, Cynthia. Yeah, they moved it, so we'll see. So number 17 is motioning to the sideline saying, what up? Number 91 comes running in for the California Quake, and we are set and ready to go. Number 11 is quarterbacking. She's calling out the signals, and they're set, and there's the hike. Ooh, good handoff to number 31, who's hit in the backfield for a loss.
That was D. Trotter. That was Kirby to D. Trotter and nothing.
Yeah.
In fact, it was a loss of...
It was a smooth handoff.
Very smooth.
Got hit in the backfield.
A loss of two.
Thanks, Rose. Second 11 on the 19. We're not going to figure out the math. Here we are. We're going to move forward now. And here's the handoff. And number 11 calls her own number. She's running to the right. She got hit in the backfield as well, but she falls forward and maybe gets...
She made it back to the line, the original line of scrimmage.
Actually, yes. And looks like the fans are trying to get their team going. You hear them. There's a lot of activity going on. The home crowd is trying to get them up. So it's 3rd and 10 on the 20 with 6:30 left to play. The Quake acknowledge their fans. They're making noise. They're trying to rile them up right now. And here we are. Number 11 is in a wishbone formation. The tectonic shift. Here's the set. And number 11 calls her number. She's rolling right. She's passing. She's got number 47 at the 25. 30 bowls them over to the 35.
And the
first down. Ninji Martin got that one and said, howdy do to the Sirens defense. And the fans for the California Quake are livening up, and they love it. So it's going to be 1st and 10 on the 35 with 6:07. The Quake are coming to the line. Who is their center? Is that number 73? Crystal Asi. Yep. That's Crystal.
Big homie.
And there's a handoff. No, not a handoff, but number 11 called their own number. The ball is loose. And it looks like the Quake may have recovered.
No.
The Sirens are saying they have it. And they do. They do.
And unfortunately, the Quake gave it back in 4 downs. I call 4 to 6 downs. I hated to be right. I didn't want to be right. Unfortunately, I was right.
So number 11 coughed it up.
They're shooting themselves in the foot.
And
you'd be able to talk about that one.
Yeah. So anyway, number 11 coughed it up. And number 91's on the line right there at the 37 yards. Yes, I had surgery, ladies and gentlemen, twice on my foot, so I apologize. Number 2 is looking to go on a swing pass. Number 22 got it. She's going to make something out of this. She steps out of bounds at about the 31. Or 32.
Sharp,
yep, number 22.
Ashley Sharp. At the moment, I'd probably say she's my MVP candidate for the game.
She is the most valuable player at this point, in my humble opinion as well. And it's happening.
It's on the 32.
And Cynthia does correct us. It is on the 32. Why? Because you see that funny guy with the white stripes out there? Yeah, you're right. The zebra. Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Number 2 is rolling out. She hands it off to number 22, who goes right up the middle, meets into a wall of Quake, and is brought down Probably for a loss. No, are they giving her forward progress?
Yeah, I believe we give her one, two.
Yeah, but that's like falling in Downey, and they awarded her Norwalk.
Mm-hmm. It's a big girl.
Fair enough. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you do have to look at the map in Southern California to understand what I just said. It was a loss of two. So she fell in selfie. Here we are.
And she
nailed her loss. It was a whole lot of nothing. She was looking to pass, stayed in the pocket, and the Quake just went in and snuffed her. That's a sack, ladies and gentlemen. Was she out of the pocket, Big Dog?
She was out of the pocket for a split second. She had an opening. The receiver, she felt, was not open enough. So she pulled it back. Once she pulled it back, the Quake were all over her.
That's a sack.
Oh, yeah, that's a sack.
So it's fourth and nine. Thank you, Cynthia. Fourth and nine. 36-405. Yes. Number 21, who is their place kicker, is also their punter. So here we are. There's the punt. High snap. She gets it off. High kick. Number 47's got it. Fumbles it just a little bit. She crosses the 15 to the 20 and brought down maybe to the 21. Big Dog?
Yes, sir.
I got to take a quick little drink.
All righty.
Sorry, I have to wet them lips.
So here we go. Teams are switching. Quaker coming in for the offense now. You know, they're just quickly getting away from them. It's still 19-0 with 3:47 left in the third quarter. But unfortunately, the Quake have not been able to get past the 50-yard line. Once they do, they just cough it back up one way or the other, whether it be a bad snap or penalties. But they have been coughing it up.
Timeout called, California Quake at 3:47. First and 10 on the 21, and a timeout is called, ladies and gentlemen. Do you have any comments there? Over here. Rose?
We're just hoping that they would start getting their act together, and hopefully they'll avoid the penalties and the errors that they're committing.
Well, Rose is hopeful that they will stop committing the errors right now in the Quake, and it's really it's what it's been. We were talking about that earlier about the jitters. That's over and done with. You're in the third quarter now.
Past that now. You know, you might have the jitters because it's the first home game ever. You know, as I said, they might be better and a better away team because it's just the team. And that's how you pull together. Having all the distractions at home sometimes is a hindrance. But, you know, you're past that now. It's the third quarter. The tears are gone. There's no excuses now.
None whatsoever. Number 74 is right here on the sideline. Erica Morgan, known as Hyper. She's hyping up the crowd, and they are lively. And here we are. Number 1 is the quarterback, or is it number 11? Number 3, Deb. She hands off to number 31, who goes to the right, runs out on the far side. And she's stopped at about
maybe two.
At the 18 or so. So even if the Quake are trying to get something, they're running into a good defense.
Yes.
The sirens are putting up.
The sirens are clamping down now. On the 19th, it was a loss of a yard.
It was definitely a loss of 1 yard. We have a significantly good crowd. People are still coming in. This is sweet. This is nice. It's nice to see a lot of people here. But here we are, 2nd and 12 on the 21, or 19, actually. Deb passes it out to number 11, who's running. She's got some room in front of her, and she might have gotten it all back. She has stopped at about, the
28-yard line, so they need, so it'll be 3rd and 2.
Let's see. No, I think they're going to... Yeah, they're going to – it's going to be a 3rd and a long 2.
Where did that come from? Fire alarm.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it looks like we have a fire alarm in the building. I guess the teams are getting too hot down there. I do apologize for that background noise. It is a run. It is a – yeah, something seriously is going on. We do have a fire alarm right here. I guess the fire will be arriving shortly. They have to bear with us. This is embarrassing at this point. It was a running play. They did get the first down. Yeah, I think we have to go outside, but we can go over there. We have to go somewhere else.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have to bear with us real quick. I need the headset. No, the headphones. It is 1st and 10 on the 31. We ask you to bear with us. Number 3 is rolling out. Shovel pass. Number 31 takes it for a loss. And, oh, the sirens are all over her. Absolutely all over her.
And the sirens are all over us.
And the sirens are all over us. You are so right on that one, Big Dog. I'm going to go to a headset right now. Ask you to bear with us, please. A bit embarrassing. It's not me. Something happened. Maybe someone was smoking it up somewhere else that we just didn't see.
28.
Yeah, but he's calling. So, again, I ask you to bear with us. We're going to see if we're going to get a better vantage point right now. So, I'm now on a headset. Number 3 rolls out. Oh, shovel pass, but no, that was incomplete. So now it's going to be 2nd and 14. And I don't know if you're still hearing the alarm right now, but I'm the only one that's talking, so I ask you to bear with me. Yeah, we do need a sound check. BJ, let us know via text if you are still able to hear the alarm in the background. The Big Dog is going to send you a text right now. Here we are, 3rd and 14 on the 27. Deb is a quarterback. And it looked to be a fake handoff. She's looking to pass. She's got someone up the middle. Oh, off everyone's fingers. Incomplete pass. It's going to be 4th and 14 on the 27 with 1:11 left to play on the third. Looks like we're going to have a punt right now. We're going to ask you to bear with us while the sound is turned off. You know, it's rather amusing that the California Quake are playing the Sacramento Sirens, and now the sirens have gone off here at the building. So it's 4 and 14. They're looking to punt, and here come the sirens. Everyone came up, almost lost it. It's going to get a Quake bounce. It crosses a 50, and it's going to stop at about 47, 48? Okay. Do appreciate that, BJ. Thanks for the notice. I do have my headset on. I think we're going to move down just underneath where we have an open spot where we can also make comments. We're changing over on downs. Number 91 is still on the line. And I'm gonna walk down actually after this play. We're on the 47, and number 2 rolls out. She's looking at the 45 on a handoff, and she's brought down for a loss on the 45-yard line. So we're asking I ask you to bear with us right now. Oh, very loud in here. Now the sound is still very loud over here. We're not going to be able to see it. We're going to be called this play right now. It's 2nd and 12. We're actually on the field now. And here we are. We're set. Number 2 rolls out. Hands off to number 22. And passes it. And she's going to make forward progress to midfield where she stops. It's going to be 3rd down and about 7. So we're actually going to head back up to the office. It is much louder here. Our vantage point is worse. So we're going to head back up. So we have to apologize for this. Yeah, it's bad down there. Okay. So we're going to go ahead and continue. Okay, 3rd down and 8. Someone called time, didn't they?
What?
Someone called time, didn't they? Okay. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, we're a bit flustered right now. It actually is very, very loud. If the fire alarm has gone off, I imagine the fire department will be here shortly. The minute I said that, it felt like it got a bit louder. Very, very loud, but here we are. All right, 3rd and 8 on the 49.
It's a changeover. We're now entering the fourth quarter. It is the Sacramento Sirens 19 and the California Quake 0. Well, the big dog put his hand over the siren. Marvelous job. It is a bit more quiet. And they switch sides. So the siren are now moving east to west. The sun will be down in about 15 minutes. It's a beautiful day. We do apologize. Number 74 is trying to get the crowd up and going. It is 3rd and 8. And number 2 hands it off to number 23. She's got daylight on the far side. It's going to be 1st down and then some. Oh, my goodness. She's going to be stopped right there at about the 37. Yes, it is better with you covering it, Big Dog. Thank you, BJ. And it's really amazing because BJ is somewhere up in Northern California, and she still hears this. Thanks, Tim. Ladies and gentlemen, we do apologize for the situation right now. But here we go. Clock is running. 14:50 left to play. It was a 1st down. The Sacramento Sirens are driving. Time is running out, clearly running out for the California Quake. And while it is not a blowout, the Sacramento Sirens are clearly in control of this game.
Yep.
So that was a confirmation. Yes, an airy siren in the building. Yes, thank you, Gmo. Thank you for that one. Here we are. 1st and 10 on the 38. Number 2 hands it off to number 22, runs right up the middle. She's crossing the 32. She's dropped at the 32. So that was a 6, maybe 7-yard gain. 6 yards. So there we are, ladies and gentlemen. So it's going to be 2nd and 4 on the 32-yard line. I can see Los Angeles, downtown Los Angeles from here. A glorious view. It is a cool afternoon, and the sirens are cooling down the California Quake. So it was their first playoff home game, huge in the history of the California Quake. In 11 years, their first playoff game at home. And it's beginning to tell. Historically, it's coming down on the Quake. And number 2 hands it off to number 23, and 23 is running right up the middle. She's got a 1st down. There is a flag. They're holding on to her. They're pulling her down. They barely wrestle her down around the 16. Wow. Okay, the big dog is telling me from the distance that the penalty was against the sirens, and it is holding. The big dog called it before the ref told us. And yeah, he is all the way back there. He is covering up the siren. It is a 10-yard penalty, so it's going to take him back. That was a hell of a run, too. They're now on the 42-yard line. It's going to be 2nd and 14. And you can see the Quake on the sideline. They're walking around. They're antsy. There's still time, ladies and gentlemen, but time marches on. It slows for no one. Number 80s to the close side all the way over here. And here we go. The sirens are 2nd and 14. Hand off to number 22. Went up the middle on a slant. And she crosses the 40. We'll say 40 and a half. No, 39 and a half. So that's 1, 2, 2 yards. I apologize. Not 2. They're down at 12. Why don't you go relieve the big dog and you hold the... I know. I was only kidding. Gmo is like 5 feet, 5 inches, and the big dog is 6'2", and I told Gmo to go and replace him. It's not going to work. Oh, you're 5'7"? When did that happen? Okay, it's 3rd and 12 on the 40 with 12:40 left to play. Hand off to number 23. She rolls out just a bit. She's getting around the corner. She got around the corner. They're pulling her down, and it didn't work. She's got a 1st down and then some. They knocked her out. Knocked her out at the 25. Do the math, ladies and gentlemen. That's a 1st down. That was a well-earned 1st down. Ladies and gentlemen, that was a Hollywood hit from the California Quake because she saw stars. But no matter how many stars, it didn't matter because that one flag says 1st down. Wow. This is something. So 1st and 10 on the 25.
with 12:01 to play. They're still in the huddle. Now number 91 comes flying out. Actually, it might not be 91 anymore, but number 80 is over to the far, near sideline. The only receiver, number 23, is in motion, but it's handed off to number 45. It runs into a lone player, 57, runs up the middle, and maybe gets the line of scrimmage. I just want to know where Downey Fire Department is. They should have shut this alarm off already.
Mm-hmm.
So, no gain. Second and 10 on the 25 with 11:26. The clock is running. The sirens are doing nothing if not killing the clock. And that's what you're supposed to do at this point. They are running and running. And as Gmo says, and killing our ears as well. That's not the same sirens. Those are the sirens down there. The siren in here is the one that's killing us. And here we are, second and 10 on the 25 with 11:02. Number two, an inside handoff, number two to 22, hit immediately for a loss, 4, maybe 5 yards. She's brought down, yep, thank you, Sin, at about the 29. And the clock continues to run. So now it's going to be 3rd and 14. It was a 4-yard loss. Number 80 comes running in for the Sacramento Sirens. The big dog removed his hand, or switched hands. Are you using both hands there, big dog?
Only one.
Only one. You're a lefty. I didn't know that. Here we are. We're 3rd and 14 on the 29. And it's a handoff. Oh, no, it's a pass up the middle. The closest one was number 27 on the California Quake, but it's not to be. That was Debbie Graham. She was close. Be fresh, but could not intercept it. Doesn't matter. 4th down and 14. Let's see what the Sacramento Sirens are going to do. Number 78, number 10, and 47 go in. Number 20, 1 and 76 come out for the Quake. Oh, and 70 also comes running out, and she is running. So I think we have everyone now on the sideline. The coach is just hustling orders at the California Quake. Here he is. Number 21 punts it. And hits the 11, rolls to the 5, and the return person, number 11, gets it to the 12? No, 6 or 7. Yeah. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, this is a football field, but there are soccer dimensions all over this place. It's a bastardization of the holy ground that the football is. Yeah, there's a big old yellow line for the soccer stuff. I do apologize. It is 9:49 left to play. The Quake have the ball. Ladies and gentlemen, this is it. They got to score now. And here comes number one running in. Whoa, everyone's at the line. That's the quarterback. And she ran in. That's not the quarterback. Number 47 is the quarterback. Passing out to number one. Complete at the 25. They push her forward to the 34. First down. 47 to number one. That was Ninji Martin to Jessica Cheeks, nicknamed Cheeks. Ninji is her nickname. You can hear it from the fans, ladies and gentlemen. First down and then some. They move the chains. Guys, move the chains. Move them. First and 10 on the 33. They say the 32. Looks like the 33. Don't know. Here is number 47 calls her number. She's running to the left. She's pushing them forward for the 3 to 4 yard gain, maybe 3 yards. We're going to be 2nd down and 7. We do apologize, ladies and gentlemen. The fire alarm is still off. My color commentator is covering the alarm so you can hear me. He really is taking one for the team. Okay, number 76, 79, 55, 70, and 68 come out for the Quake. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We have 11 for the Quake and, of course, 11 for the Sirens. So it is 2nd and 7 on the 36 with 8:46 left to play. Number three, the quarterback, inside handoff to number one, who's running to the outside. She's got some room. She's turning the corner. She's running out, and they push her out at about midfield. Oh, charity from the ref. got to the 48 of the Sacramento Sirens. I thought she was pushed out about the 50, but she has long legs, so I guess that's what accounted for it, ladies and gentlemen. 8:33, the clock stops, 1st and 10 on the 47. Oh, do we have a temporal incursion, ladies and gentlemen? 47, this is an important number in the world of Star Trek. Let's see what happens. They are in enemy territory, 1st and 10. Inside handoff to the 31, who's running on the outside. It's on a D-line. Oh, my goodness. 31 has broken one. 15, 10, 5, touchdown for the California Quake. At 8:08. Oh, my goodness, from the 47-yard line. The fans are going wild. I know you can't hear them, but there is a lot of excitement out there, ladies and gentlemen. And they're hurrying up. They had a score with 8:08 left to play. It is now 19-6. They're lining up for the extra point. Don't know if they're going to go for the conversion or the single one. 47 is back. It looks like they're going for two. Number 47 is going to run it all the way in. And she's in. 2-point conversion is good. Ninji Martin called her own number and ran it in. So with 8:08 and the big dogs calling from the distance, covering up the sirens, not the sirens, but the siren here. This is comical, ladies and gentlemen. I do apologize. Big dog is covering it up, but he is telling us that the California Quake need an onside kick at this point. There's 8:08. There's still time in this game. 19-8. They're going to kick off in the 40. The big dog is calling the onside kick. I think the entire world knows it's an onside kick, and I would still go forward with the onside kick. And here we are. People are straining to get a look. People are sitting forward in their benches. This is exciting stuff, ladies and gentlemen. This is playoff football. People are not sitting back on their seats. It is amazing. Everyone is sitting forward. And here we are, ladies and gentlemen. They're counting the players, making sure 83 is counting everyone, making sure that they have 11 players. Number 56 is doing the same thing on their side. Number 23 is back to receive the kickoff. 83 is going to call the kickoff now. Here we go. Oh, and it is an onside kick. It has gone 10 yards, but number 5 catches at the 40, and she is brought down at the 40, maybe the 39. Fans are shaking their head, but hey, 8:04. 4 seconds left. Well, on this onside kick, they tried to get it over that first line. This was about a 15-yard kick, and it went a little bit more than that, and it just did not go the Quake way. It went right into the hands of the Sacramento Sirens, and now they take control right there on the 40. So it was 40-40. So here we are. Number 80 is looking to receive over on the far side, on the near sideline. It's a handoff from 2 to number 23. Goes right up the middle. She may have gotten a yard on that one. And the big dog is ambidextrous, ladies and gentlemen. He is now switched sides. I know you're getting tired, big dog. You are truly taking one for the team. I see your shirt. And here we are, ladies and gentlemen. We are now 2nd and 9. I do apologize. It is a comical situation. This alarm does not shut off. Where is Downey Fire Department? Next time I hear them say, we responded in 3 minutes.
More like 3 hours.
I have something to complain about. 2nd and 9, 7:02. Sacramento Sirens are moving forward. And Kat is here on the south line trying to get the fans up. It's an inside handoff to number 22. She falls forward to the 43, maybe the 44. No, it's about the 42. They didn't give her very much on that one. It's between the 42 and the 41, so she may have gotten 2 yards on that. No, 1 yard. So 6:32 left to play, 6:30 now. The Sacramento Sirens are in their huddle. Number 2 is calling the play very delicately. The Quake are on the line saying, let's get this going, baby. Number 82 is here to the near sideline, the only receiver. And number 2, the quarterback, is staying in there the entire game. A lot of noise. Handoff, they almost nail her in the backfield.
But as a matter of fact, they did, and it looks like it was a fumble, and the California Quake have recovered. A fumble with 6:03 left to play in the fourth quarter. It was a run play, and the Sacramento Sirens have fumbled. With 6:03, the ball is on the 38. The Quake are already out there, ready to take over. Number 11 is the quarterback, Alex Kirby, codename Alex. Passing formation. We got number one movement. Handoff on the inside to number one. She breaks the tackle. Nope, they get a hold of her. They're going to bring her down. Oh, almost speared her into the ground, but no penalty. Nothing. It was not a dirty hit. They may have given her a yard. Yes. Second and nine with 5:40 left to play. The Quake are on the line. They're screaming signals to each other. The formation is moving around. Three goes to the far side, which is the north side. Number four is down here, and number 11 is the quarterback. And here we are. Number 31 is moving north. Handoff to number 31. She gets a tackle. She's going to break. She's running across the 30, 25, 20. And they're all over her, and they pull her out at about the 16, 17. Where did she start from? She started from the 38. First down all the way through. They're going to mark the ball at about the 17. That's a 21-yard gain. With 5:14 left to play, ladies and gentlemen, it is 19-8. First and 10, they're ruling it to 16. We're in the fourth quarter. Clock is running, 5:11, 5:10. The Quake are lining up. Number one telling 31 where to go and how to find it. And here we are, number 11, the quarterback. She's calling out. And number one is moving. And number 11 calls her number. She's running right up the middle. She's got it out of daylight. And she's going to be stopped. Close to a first down. That was a 9-yard gain on that one. So it is second and one on the 8. They've got a chance to get a first down before they score. But this isn't about getting first downs. This is about scoring, ladies and gentlemen. It's second and one on the 8 with 4:30 left to play. Number 11 is in from a handoff to number one, who comes all the way across the field. And she's going to score, ladies and gentlemen. She takes it in on an 8-yard touchdown. Oh, my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, this game is a game. It is now 19-14, separated by 5 points. Score at 4:21, an 8-yard run. Unbelievable. It is a game, ladies and gentlemen. And now they're set up for the two-point conversion. Minji Martin is set up as the quarterback. Wildcat formation at 4:21. There she goes. She calls her own number. She's running wide, but they detect it. They're all over her, and they will stop her at about the 7. Two-point conversion fails at 4:21. Well, we've had a switch. Big Dog, are you okay? You were up there for a long time. Keep talking. The California Quake have narrowed it to a 5-point game. I got to give a shout-out to Rose, who is taking over for the Big Dog. She's up there. I want to know where Downey Fire is. Ladies and gentlemen, 4:21 left to play. Playoff football.
They're calling it the Rally Fire Alarm.
This is the Rally Fire Alarm, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, Cynthia, our resident engineer, gets my daughter's jacket, gives it to Rose, and covers up the fire alarm. Far be it for us to admit any crime.
We need tape.
Anybody got tape?
We're talking about the jacket and the fire alarm, ladies and gentlemen. Here we are. Here's a kickoff by number 83. Oh, and some onside kick. Number 52 has trouble with it. And it looks like 52 did recover. She fell on it.
Now that's the way you do the onside kick.
That was an onside kick, but it went for naught. The Sacramento Sirens recovered at about the 48, just short of midfield. And we had 2 seconds went off the clock.
It seemed like it took a little more than 2 seconds.
It seemed like, but it doesn't matter. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't call plays, but I'm looking at a blitz right now. Right now, the blitz. Clock is running, 4:04, 4:03. We are going, and the fans are going wild. They're clapping it up, ladies and gentlemen. It is exciting. There's some activity here. It's a raucous crowd, man. Number 74 has got them going, and here we go. Sacramento Sirens are going to get up. There's a handoff. It was a blitz. They get in there to try to strip her, and they bring her down at the 46 for a loss of 2.
Hey, don't play.
You're tired, big dog. I'm sorry.
No, it was a good place. I mean, it was. I mean, everybody knew it was coming. That's why she held on the ball. The Sirens, when they did the run, she held it like it was a dozen eggs.
And they were trying to strip her. No doubt about it. We were having some X-rated stuff going on, ladies and gentlemen. They were trying to strip her right here. But all for not, we still kept the G-rated, ladies and gentlemen.
That's because Gmo's here.
That might be a little inappropriate to say G-rated, but that's neither here nor there. Ladies and gentlemen, 2nd and 12 on the 45 with 3:04. It's a pass up the middle to number 22, incomplete. That will stop the clock. They were going for it on that play, but this actually plays into the Quakes' hands. Because now they need time and they stop the clock. That's to their benefit.
So next in play by the Sirens, they knew the blitz was coming, so as soon as the quarterback got it, he threw it to the receiver that was going right up the middle. Unfortunately, he didn't catch the ball.
Yeah, but more importantly, stop the clock with 3rd and 12 on the 45.
With 3 minutes and 1 second left.
And the fans are going wild, ladies and gentlemen, just going wild. Here we go, Sacramento Sirens. They're all coming at them, and they got her in the backfield for a loss on the 40-yard line. They just came at her. They blitz. Ladies and gentlemen, their plays were simple. Get at them.
I'm out.
Timeout by the California Quake, and we're going to go to a timeout right now. BJ, help us out, please. Need a timeout. Definitely back. Thank you, BJ. It is exciting as can be. 2:51 left to play. It just doesn't get much better than this.
You can play off that. Playoff football.
That's right. It is fourth down? Fourth down, yes, for the Sacramento Sirens. I'm sorry. Yes, it is 4th and 18, ball on the 41. It is a punt. They were going to block it. Not a good punt. It hits the 40. It's going to get a Sirens bounce, and it's going to stop at about the 31. So the clock will stop right there at 2:38. Oh, my goodness. Sin, comments, but you got to talk right into this.
Okay.
No comment. Big dog, what's going to happen right here?
I'm just wondering, wasn't it just 3:01 a second ago?
No. It did. It did because they played that other a few plays ago. And remember, they stopped it on the pass.
The Quakes need to play perfect right now. No mistakes, no penalties, and get they need to get the first down. They're too far away to go a straight score. First thing they need to do is get a first down.
1st and 10 on the 31 with 2:38 left to play. Hand off to number 31. She's going to the outside. She's dropped for a major loss. Number wasn't 56. It was number 39 on the tackle. So number 39 made the tackle. Noriko
Kokura, normally a running back, penetrated the backfield and nailed the running back. Thank you, Sin. Loss of 5. It is now 2nd and 15. Wow. All right, inside handoff to number 1. She's running across the field to the south side. She's got an opening, and she's going to break it. Number 24 is the other one in the way, and she gets after. Oh, my goodness. She's brought down at the 38 of the Sacramento Sirens. An impressive drive. Clock stops at 1:53. We have the 2-minute warning. Oh, my goodness. I got to give some shout-outs right here. The game day officials are Danny Cortez, Jeff Hasfell. The clock is Thomas Isaac. The umpire, Howard Martin. The referee, Mario Miranda. The line judges, Ron Thomas. Siren team owners, Brenda Witten, Colleen Matsoa, Kimberly Bradshaw, Lil Gerald, and Michael Parker. The Quake owner, Catherine B. Vivo. The Sirens Day captains, Chantel Powers, Tisha Harris, Trelena Wolf, and Kimberly Bradshaw. The Quake team delegate owners are Alex Kirby, Minji Martin, Tara Philippot, and Crystal Assee. Gotta tell you, we have some all-stars that have made the all-star team in this conference. We're gonna get them in just a moment. I need a little bit of help on that, big dog. I need to know the all-stars.
Okay, but it looks like,
yes, we're gonna get the all-stars in a moment. Great shout-out from the California Quake team, Coach Reed, Alex Kirby, and here we go. 1:53, 1st and 10 on the 39, 19-14 in favor of the Sirens. Here we go. Number 11 is quarterbacking. Number 31 is moving on the inside. 11 rolls out to her left. The lefty hustles it. Downfield. Incomplete pass. So it's going to be 2nd and 10 on the 39. California Quake All-Stars, Alex Kirby, Bianca Nieves, Tara Philippot, Design Trotter, Monique Wheels, and Jessica Cheeks is the alternate. For the Sacramento Sirens, we're going to get to them in just a moment. We're getting ready for 2nd and 10. It's coming down to this with 1:46 left to play. The All-Star game is held on July 31st at Round Rock, Texas. Here we are, 2nd and 10. Number 11 is deep. She's in a shotgun formation. She's ralphing out the numbers. Here's a snap. Good snap. She calls her number, runs to the right. She's got a little bit of daylight. They hold her up, and she is stopped, possibly for a loss. It's going to be 3rd and 10 if they give her forward progress, or 3rd and... No, they gave her a yard in forward progress. So it's going to be 3rd and 9. All-stars for the Sacramento Sirens. Coach Spatafor, Jennifer Bloom, Michelle Machado, Ashley Sharp, and Gover. And we'll go over the others in just a moment. 1:11 left to play. Clock is running. 3rd and 10 on the 38. Hand off on the inside to number 31. She's coming out to the right. She's broken a tackle. 2, 3. She's running. She's got a first down. Actually, maybe not. And now there's a little bit of pushing and shoving. Ref got the ball on the 26 at the 25-yard line. That is a first down. The clock stops while the chains move. We're down to 58.7 seconds. Oh, my God. Everyone is just rolling their heads. Unbelievable. The clock is running. 54 seconds. It's coming down to the very end. 1st and 10 on the 25. My goodness, ladies and gentlemen. Shotgun formation for number 11. Number 1's running across. Number 11 calls her number. She runs to the right. She's got daylight up the middle. Oh, my goodness. She's crossing the 10. She's brought down at the 6. Oh, my goodness. The Sacramento Sirens, there is no defense, none whatsoever.
This is just fantastic. The last few seconds, it comes down to this.
Timeout. California Quake with 39.7 seconds. It's 1st and 10 on the 8. No, that's 1st and goal, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. So, timeout, California Quake. The Sacramento Sirens All-Stars are also Keisha Harris, the alternate, Tamisha Lewis, alternate, Lenani Noah Keel, alternate, Terry Roninger, alternate, Robin Sanchez, alternate, and Sarah Troby, alternate. So, we have everyone. Want to thank Best Chiropractic Clinic, best chiropractic clinic, keeping you healthy today and for the future, serving the Los Angeles community for more than 18 years. Cat Productions. Cat Productions is your one-stop solution for all your graphic and web design needs. Visit catproductionsz.com. Sponsors Fitton. Fitton aims to provide healthcare, promoting technologies and products to the top athletes in the world. Fitton is here, keeping the California Quake at the top of their game. For more details, visit FittonUSA.com. We have a few more sponsors to thank, but this is it, ladies and gentlemen. 39.7 seconds. And 19 of 14. This is incredible. This is incredible. All right, here we go. Number 11 is shotgun. Number 47 is their slot off to the right. Clock is running. Shotgun formation. Number 11 calls her own number. She's running up the middle. Oh, my goodness, ladies and gentlemen. Merry Christmas. The California Quake have scored with 34.3 seconds left. 6 points. The score is 19 to 20. Are there any flags? None whatsoever. The California Quake has scored with 34.3 seconds on first and goal on the 8-yard line, an 8-yard run by number 11, Alex Kirby. She called her own number, ran it in. Oh, my goodness. All right. They're lined up for the two-point conversion. Number 47 is in the Wildcat formation. And here are the 2 points. She calls her number. She's going right up the middle. And it looks like she's going to score on this one. Outreach 10. She got through all the way. Two-point conversion. It is 22-19 in favor of the California Quake over the Sacramento Sirens.
Biggest comeback you've ever seen.
Ladies and gentlemen, 19 to nothing. What was that, Rose?
Biggest comeback you've ever seen. All of a sudden, from nothing to you have 22 points at the very end of the quarter. On the fourth quarter, that is fantastic.
19 to nothing, ladies and gentlemen. I think we're going to be running out to the field in a little bit. We're going to see what's going to happen. Number 74 on the sideline is getting her fans going, and they are lively everywhere. Ladies and gentlemen, 34.3 seconds. That's a lot of time when you just have to get a field goal. But if you break one, doesn't matter. So right here, the California Quake have to clamp down, and quite frankly, the only thing that the Sacramento Sirens have to do is run it back, get in a position, and run it right at them. Run it right at them, baby. Because at this point, the California Quake really have not stopped. I mean, yes, in the last quarter, they've been very effective, but throughout the entire game, it was 19 unanswered points. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's now reversed. 22 unanswered points. Our video camera just ran out. Well, it's 34.3 seconds to kick off. Number 17, booming kick up the middle. Looks like number 22 is going to get it at about the 23. She's going to run back, crossing the 30, 35. She's going to be pulled down at about the 38, 39 maybe. They're going to give her a charity spot at the 40. 26.8 seconds. These are the times when miracles are made, ladies and gentlemen. These are the times when players are born. These are the times when heroes show up. Will it be for the Sacramento Sirens? Unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. An incredible game. Incredible game. Far from over.
How many timeouts do the Sirens have?
I actually do not know how many timeouts they have. Good question, Rose. I should have been keeping track of that, but I was unable to. They're only right next to us. We should be able to ask, but at this point, I don't know. Number 79 comes out, and 73 goes in. 79 is hurt. Hiroki Suzuki, Betty. We've spoken to her in the past. Betty, she is a Japanese player on the team. Very nice. Very nice young lady. But here we go. The Sacramento Sirens are on the line, ready to... First and 10 on the 40. 60 yards, ladies and gentlemen. This is not impossible. Sacramento Sirens number 2 is ready to take it. She hands off to 22. Play is stopped. Flags are flying. Illegal procedure, illegal motion, all that stuff. We'll see what it is. The ball is going back. Sacramento Sirens committed a penalty. 5-yard penalty. Illegal procedure. This is unbelievable. All right, it's going to be first and 15 on the 35. The center is on the line. Number 87 is coming down to the far side to me. The only receiver, 23, is in the slot. 22 is in the other slot. And now where it's a handoff to number 23. Then on the reverse, the 22 has got a blocker, and she fell down. She fell down on the 36. 18.5 seconds. Clock stopped. Her own player tripped her. The big dog from 18 miles back saw that play. We will have to put a picture of this on Facebook. Gmo, get a picture of the big dog. Get a picture of the big dog, please. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
The Sirens have fallen apart at the very end. They just got either too comfortable with the score being 19-0, and now all of a sudden it's just coming down to this.
You said you were going to do a picture. I turned off.
You turned off the alarm?
No.
That was impeccable timing. How'd you do that? Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Let's
go to speaker, ladies and gentlemen. I hope that we're coming in on the speaker, just in case we're going to be talking up real close. Oh, they moved the clock back. They gave them 3.5 seconds. So the alarm finally stopped. What's that in your hand, big dog? Oh, just kidding.
What's happening to you?
What, 22 seconds?
Yeah, they moved it to 22 seconds. So it's okay. The fans are going wild. They're yelling defense. And the ref said, get to the line, ladies. Get to the line. Here we go. The Sacramento Sirens are coming up to the line. It is second and 15 from the 35. Number 22 is in motion. Number 2 is looking to pass. She's looking downfield. She's heaving it. She's got a receiver. Oh, my goodness. Under through to number 23.
Had she completed that catch, that was a touchdown.
Going all the way, ladies and gentlemen. She outran it, underthrown. Point is, incomplete pass.
No.
There was no one for 40 yards.
It was not. She did not overrun it. It was underthrown because she was in stride. She would have caught that thing in stride. She was gone.
Wow. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So here we are, ladies and gentlemen. 15 seconds. Third and 15 at 22:19. It is coming down to the wire. Cameras are flashing everywhere. It is now dark. Hand off to number 22. Reverse to number 23. Tries to go to the middle. Number 78 tackles her on the 35-yard line, and we have a flag. It's in the backfield for the Sacramento Sirens. It's probably going to be against the Sirens.
It is. They're saying to decline the penalty.
Decline the penalty.
Because that's fourth down.
9 seconds.
Holding, yes, on the Sacramento Sirens, and it was declined.
Fourth down.
Fourth down, ladies and gentlemen. 9.4 seconds. There is no tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. This is it. This is it right now. We want to thank the Sacramento Sirens. We want to thank the California Quake for one of the more exciting first-round games that the IWFL has seen in a long time. This is playoff football, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. And we witnessed it. 9.4 seconds. They're on the line. Here we go. We got motion. Oh, number 2 runs into 23. She's looking to throw. She's heaving it downfield. No one. Incomplete pass. This game will end with 3 seconds. Unless there is a flag. Anything?
No flag.
Ladies and gentlemen, the California Quake will take over on downs.
And they'll down the ball. They'll take a knee. Run out the clock.
It looks like the California Quake will now be taking on Wisconsin in round 2. The next round.
Okay.
Number 20 is coming out. Number 91 is going in. And this is it, ladies and gentlemen. They're going to call it. They're going to down this ball with 3 seconds. What was that?
Wow, this is one of the most exciting games I have ever seen.
Oh, flag. That's ineligible. No. Oh, now, okay. 2 hands on the head. So the California Quake have too many players in the field. They're celebrating already. So it sends them back. Now it's first and 15.
I don't care. They don't have to do anything.
Back them up all the way. It's a 2-point. Here we go.
And they'll just take the knee.
They're going to take the knee right now, and they've done so. The clock runs out now. This game is a
official, ladies and gentlemen. It is over. I am going downfield. I'm going to see if I can get some interviews right now, ladies and gentlemen. Give me these numbers. Let's go. Rose, come on. Let's go with me. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go down. You want to go with me?
No.
I need help. Timo, let's go. We're going to go down. This game is official. It is over 22-19. It is unbelievable. And we're going to go out to the field and get some interviews right now. We ask you to bear with us. We're going to be calling this in a little moment, but we're going to run down and get the interviews. It's unbelievable. This game is now over, 22-19. And we're going to see if we can get down to the field from here. Yep, we are. We're going to get some interviews, and let's go. Do you have a team roster with us? Let's go. So we're going to be heading out to the field now. I ask you to bear with us. They're giving each other high fives right now. This is an incredible climactic game. It is now over. Once again, 22-19. The refs are walking by me. Great job, gentlemen. Thank you. All right. So we're going to make our way to the field, see if we can get some interviews now. All right. Let's go on over. Let's see if this little California thing actually works. Excuse me, guys. Sorry. I'm done. Thank you. All right, we're going to wait for them to do their stuff, and then we're going to be talking to them in just a moment. Okay, let's wait right here. Well, obviously, you can hear the congratulations going on right now. A lot of exciting stuff. The Quake are coming over to the sidelines, to the south side. We're going to see if we can get some interviews. They're going to be meeting with each other right now to be talking about some stuff. The Sacramento Sirens, nothing to be ashamed about, are heading to the north side. And I got to tell you, this has been a game for the ages. It is just absolutely incredible. Rose, what do you think?
This is absolutely incredible that they have come back from absolutely 0-19 on the very fourth quarter. It is fantastic. That's the way the playoffs should be.
They were trailing 19-0 well in the fourth quarter, and they just turned it around. It was incredible. Three quick scores, and then they got the last one to just put this one away. It was incredible. It's amazing. I got to tell you, this is one of the best games I've ever witnessed in my life. And the fans, they are acknowledging the fans. You can hear them. They're all around me. Just exciting stuff. There were a lot of fans here. Absolutely awesome. And I got to tell you, it's an exciting moment. We're going to see if we can get some interviews with the teams right now. And maybe we'll ask some of the Brave Souls right now if they want to go live with us right now. So we'll see. But we want to get some interviews right now. And we'll see. So... actually, I don't want to go over there right now because they're doing what they're doing, and then we'll get in there. Right now, they're just taking pictures. They cannot interfere. They've got to wait for the coach to say go, and then we're going to go over. So we're actually on the sideline right now. We're looking up into the stands. There are hundreds of fans here. They're all very happy, all excited. This was just an amazing moment. They're now doing a hip hip hooray. They've all got their helmets up there. Absolutely awesome, exciting. Our coach for the California Quake. I don't think I have him right here. We're going to see. He's over here now. He already saw me. He knows me from last year. Maybe he's going to give me an interview. We're going to see. Coach, any words?
Do you have a defibrillator?
I think we do up there. As you know, the alarms are going off, the fire alarms.
It does.
I've got one, man.
I didn't think we woke up until the fire alarm went off, actually. I mean, we've had a really rough time against this team. You never want to play a team three times, especially when you beat them as soundly as we had the first two games. And, I mean, we found out earlier today that Wisconsin beat Portland, and we'd have to go there, and people's heads were – I had to come up with all this money to buy a plane ticket to get to Wisconsin, and they weren't focused on the game. And they realized they were about to lose, and they woke up. I mean,
It was amazing. We up there, unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Good thing, good for women's football right there. Every single playoff game day was really, really close. I mean, we had a 14-13, a 13-12, a 12-7, and a 22-19. It's playoff football, baby.
It is playoff football. Being witnesses to this all day. Oh, my goodness. When did the comeback start? At about 8:08?
Yeah, 8 minutes left. We scored three touchdowns and 9-11. It's a blur. I got to go watch film now. Thank you.
Thanks for talking with us, Coach. Way to go. Way to go, everyone. I'm going to see if we can speak to some of the players right now. I know Deb was around a moment ago. I recognize some of them. I'm just going to start going up to them right now. I'm going to see who I can get right now. help me with their names right now. We're going to start getting the players. I'm looking for number 11.
Number 11, Alex Kirby.
Is number 11 Alex Kirby around anywhere? Is Alex anywhere? I'm trying to find the players right now. I'm going to see what's going on. I'm going to get over to number 31 right now. I want to see if I can get an interview from her right now. You're live on the radio, young lady. Number 31. Let us know who you are.
My name is Design Chatter, number 31.
Yes, hell of a game today. What turned it around for you?
Man, we were just down to the last second, so we just have to try our best. We don't give up. And I'm just thinking, like, I'm praying to God that we just got a spark, and I guess that was that spark.
Yes, you were. You were praying. Whatever you did, I have to know, because it worked.
Yeah, I just tried my best and just ran my speed, you know?
Did you think this game was over at any point?
Yes, I kind of did, but I wasn't going to give up. I was going to try it to the last second, sweat and blood.
Wow, yeah, you did. You were down with 808. No, you were down to 808. 19-0. Oh, it's not up there anymore. Yes, it's 22-19. This was an incredible game. Congratulations to you. Any shout-outs?
I just want to shout out my mom and my team. My coaches are always supporting me all these years of playing football.
You want to put your mom on blast by giving her name?
Nicole Johnson. She's right here.
How proud are you?
I'm very proud of my baby. I'm very proud. She's just in her dreams since she was 2 years old. She told me, I don't want to be a cheerleader. I want to be a football player. And she's been playing ever since. Started from the Snoop Football League, from Compton to Long Beach. We done did it. California Quake.
That's right. Congratulations. Congratulations. Number 28.
Yep.
Tell me, who are you?
I
got your head right here.
I'm ecstatic. Hey, I know we just
won. Why are you ecstatic?
We just won. We did a shutout in the fourth quarter. It should have been that way the whole game. But it's all good. A win is a win. We're ready to go to Wisconsin, so we can get them out the way and going to get that ring. Because my finger is real bare right now, actually. I'm not married. You know what I mean? I don't wear rings. But I'm going to wear that one. You know what I'm talking about?
How much is that airplane ticket going to cost?
Oh, I heard it's going to be a good little penny. We're gonna
who
have
cares,
to,
right?
Yeah, I'm going to have to recycle and, like, ask parents for money. And we'll play football for change signs on the freeway.
We'll play football for signs, you know. That's good stuff. When did you know that you were going to come back and win?
You know what? Like, at halftime, we had our little pep talk. We just had to get it together and stay focused. So I just kept telling everybody, stay focused. This is our game. You know what I mean? Just do what we got to do so we can go ahead and get this win, because it's so hard to go home if we wasn't trying to go home.
Oh,
we ain't
yeah.
trying to go without a ring, that's for sure.
Hell yeah. Have you seen the ring? Do you know what it looks like?
I don't, but I'm going to see what it looks like because it's going to be mine in a minute, so I'm not even really worried. So we've got to game by game, play by play, quarter by quarter.
Great job.
All right.
Being witnesses to this, I'm sorry to get emotional. What a hell of a game.
Yeah, like, I ain't going to lie. I was a little scared for a minute because we wasn't playing quick ball, but once we got our heads in it, you see what happened. That should have been all four quarters. It should have been a shutout, but it wasn't. That's what we deserved. We needed that challenge so we can get ready for Texas in that hot weather so we can let them know what Kelly do, how we do. We go extra hard.
That's right.
And we
19 to nothing, 22 unanswered points.
22, right. Unanswered.
Incredible.
Like a missed call. Unanswered.
That's right. Thank you. All right, man. Take it easy. We'll see you again. We're at number 11. Yeah, I want to get her. Yeah, there she is. There's Kirby. We're going to be going over some of the other players. I want to go ahead and interrupt her right now, if I may. Kirby, hi.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Roger with NDB Media. We want to interview. This is live around the world on WFB.
Okay.
You had a great game, didn't you?
Thank you. Yes, it was a tough game, but
yeah.
We pulled it out.
When did you think you were going to win?
When did I think we were going to win? When I scored that final touchdown.
Wow, it was incredible.
It was a tough game, but you know what? We're a family, and we do it together, and we'll play to the very last moment. That's what we did.
Yeah, you definitely played to the very last moment.
Yes.
Who was your line today? You want to give them a shout-out today, even though you called your number a lot of times?
You know what? I want to give it to the entire Quake family because we pulled together the entire time. I love them. I love them. So go Quake.
Excellent.
Quake.
What was the play of the game, if I may?
The play of the game was...
scored the winning touchdown?
No, I think it was a cheat running that long one that just gave us a push, gave us a drive. That number one, I give her drive the push that we needed to get down there. So I give it to cheat.
Appreciate it.
Thank
Congratulations.
You.
Good luck over there.
Alex,
you know how much the plane ticket is?
A lot.
Fair enough. We'll figure it out by the time we're done. Thank you. Thank you. Excellent. Who else? Anyone. Let's just get everyone and anyone that wants to talk to us right now. Where? Where's she? What number is she?
Number one.
Oh, yes. Number one.
She is turning the game around. The minute she got that ball, it's a running game.
Let's look for number one right now, wherever she is. Jessica Cheeks. I don't know where she is right now. I actually feel like just going up to each and every one of them and see who wants to talk to me right now. Come on, man. It's like, no. Let me see. I'm trying to see some of the other players right now. I am looking for Jessica, number one, to see where she is right now. You know what? As a matter of fact, I'm going to go up to some, bro, let's go see some of the other players.
No.
Hey, young lady, how you doing? Number 91?
Yes.
We're live on the radio all around the world, the internet. What do you want to say to everyone?
Good job, everybody. We're going to Wisconsin.
How much is a plane ticket?
I don't know.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's worth it, though. It's worth that ring.
What a game. Did you think you were going to pull it out 19-0?
Yeah.
Wow.
We have heart.
It was obvious. It looked like you guys stuck in there. This is a game for the ages.
Oh, yeah.
And you played that game. Wow.
It felt good. Everybody did good.
Hell yeah,
everybody
definitely
did. Good.
Any particular shout-outs, friends, family, anyone else on the team?
My sister, right here. She traveled all the way from Marietta. Watching.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Sister, have a name.
Sicily.
All right, well, if you're on assignment, we won't say anything. We're not supposed to. But it's all good. Hey, you never know. That is cool. What was the moment for you?
The moment?
Yes, there was a moment. Which
I don't know. The spark, that play, that trick play that we
was
did.
Was it the 47-yard run?
Oh, yes. It was good.
That was really big.
Good.
That was big.
So happy.
Well, congratulations to you guys.
Oh, my God, big homie.
Terribly exciting.
Get over here.
Big homie, please come on over here. You're live on the radio around the world. Yes, you are. Even though it's dark, you are live.
Am I?
Hey, how you doing, young lady? Tell me, what's going on?
Oh, I'm just so excited.
Tell us.
I'm just so excited. I would have been so mad if we wouldn't have made it because we worked so hard. I mean, we owe it to our fans, the coaches,
to everybody,
our Quake family, our family, our own family, and hard work and dedication.
You got to go to Wisconsin now.
I got to hustle up some money. I had a few conversations with my other teammates, and I said that I don't think I'm going to go because I'm broke, but now I'm on my grind. I'm going to hustle.
There are a lot of things you can do, and who knows? We'll see.
That's us when we play.
Sponsor us, number 91.
And number 73.
I'm 68.
68. All right. Any shout-outs that you want to say? What was the moment that turned it? What is the moment that did it for you when you said, hey, we're in this team, we're going to do it?
Probably about 9 minutes when we got a touchdown, and it was like, oh, that's what scoring is like again. It was like, oh,
that was good.
For some reason, we're like the comeback kids. We start playing half asleep, and then by the end of the game, we're awake.
Oh, I hope Coach doesn't hear this later.
I'm just saying, I don't know why we play like that sometimes, but, I mean, we can't afford to play like that anymore, and we're moving to the second round of playoffs, and just, you know, I play with my family. I mean, my Quake family, and I have two cousins that play on this team. So shout out to BC number 10. And shout out to all my teammates, Alex Kirby, Flash, the offensive line, The Rock, Poppy, Pooh. Let's go. Poppy Pooh, Homie Rain, and Diva. Everybody on our team. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
Comeback kids. And we
the
play.
Comeback kids. Congratulations.
We're about to win the ring. Thank you.
You deserve it. Congratulations. That is absolutely awesome. See who else are we going to go? I got to tell you, it's just amazing to see who else we can get. Let's see if we can get some other players. We've got a few minutes left. I think our program will end in about 15 minutes, but we're going to see if we can get a few others. Hi, good afternoon, number 79. How you doing? It's been a year. How you doing, Betty?
Good.
How excited are you?
Yeah. We won.
Yeah, you did. You were down 19-0. You turned it around,
yeah.
Won 22. What is the moment that turned it for you? When did you know we're going to win this one?
I don't speak English.
Okay, that's fine. Why don't you answer me then in your language? Because everyone will listen. Yes.
Japanese is okay?
Yes, I'll figure out what it is later. Go ahead.
Okay. Nandio. What did...
What was the moment when you knew you were going to win?
I can't believe I won.
You did. Yeah. It doesn't say it up there anymore. You did. You won.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
Okay.
The alarm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we have to get going. All right, you know what? I'm actually going to stay down here. Rose, I need you to get up there to start putting everything away so we can get out of here. I want to get some more interviews. I'm sorry.
I played 16 years.
Yes.
Never champion. This year is a big chance for me.
Yes. Yes. It is a big chance. It's a great game.
Ring.
Yes. So, anything you want to say to your friends and family in Japanese, go ahead, because they'll listen to this later.
Okay. 日本の皆さん、私勝ちました。このまま頑張って、チャンピオンシップまで行きます。
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
Eddie, we'll see you again maybe next year. Good luck there in Wisconsin. The tickets are very expensive. But you'll do it. Congratulations. All right. See if I can get a few more players before they run off right now. Sorry, I'm going to see if I can get Deb over here right now. Hi, Deb. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you? It's nice to see you again.
Doing very well, man.
We had to scare the crap out of you on that one. It's good.
I have no comment. Okay. It's not like I lost anything.
Right?
How do you feel?
Good. Really good. It was ugly, but we pulled it out. So.
Yeah, it was ugly, but you know what? It's a win, even though it doesn't
matter. It is. It was a great team victory.
What was the moment?
We struggled at the beginning. The moment at the end, I think that first touchdown really shifted the momentum, got us going, because after that, we just didn't turn back. It was awesome. So everybody, it kind of lifted everybody up, and we just kind of rode the wave. It was cool.
Who's your MVP?
Oh, my God.
I know it's the whole team, but... And you know what?
I can't
think
of one.
Because it was a team effort. Everyone came to play.
Right. No, you can't. I don't think you can single out one person. I mean, you had people that scored, but they wouldn't have scored if it wasn't for the line, and they wouldn't have scored if the defense wouldn't have gotten the fumble or people making their blocks. So it's really a true team victory. So, you know, give it to the whole team for sure.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Nice to see you again.
Good seeing you, Deb.
We'll see you in Wisconsin, maybe. Come on. You want some cheese?
You remember I went to Portland, right?
No, I
went to Portland.
That's not good. This year, we're going to Wisconsin, so.
Yeah, I'm going to see if I can beg and plead myself.
Okay.
Maybe I can get a sponsor.
Okay, well, maybe Austin is not Portland. It's not a Wisconsin.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Congratulations to you guys.
Thank you very much.
This is a game for the ages.
It is.
It happened here.
It did.
Wow.
It killed me, so thank you. Go quick.
You?
I know. Right? I know. You lost a few hairs. I'm not telling anybody, though.
It's all good.
I can't see you on the radio.
Yeah, good luck.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, man. Wow, it was great stuff. See if I can get a few other people. And I think we're done in maybe about 12, 13 minutes. So we're going to see. Hi.
Yeah.
Hi. Hi, number 22.
Yes,
you tell me, how'd you do today?
We did fantastic. It was exciting and wonderful. We decided to... I had to give the fans a little treat.
Is that what you're going to call it?
We were beating other teams so badly that people were complaining it was boring. So we said, all right, then. We'll make it a little more exciting this time.
You know you caused a run on the defibrillators, right?
Let's hope so.
Yeah, you did. Did you know the fire alarm went off up there?
We did hear the fire alarm going off.
And we were up there doing the program. It was horrible.
Okay.
And it was great. What a game.
It was exciting. Really, really great. We're on to Wisconsin.
What was the moment for you?
It was just kind of a culmination at the end when I just one of the plays, I don't even remember which one, just watching the entire defensive line just completely surge as soon as that ball snapped, and we hadn't done that all game, and it was just all of a sudden they woke up and they just became the animals that our defensive line is, and just really charged, and from that moment on, and they couldn't get anything done.
You woke up. It's interesting. That was said before, too. That one defensive play, right?
Yeah, that switch. But you can see it in that moment when as soon as they snapped the ball, they were on them.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Congratulations to you. This was a game for the ages. You were in that game. Wow. It was exciting. It happened here. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You guys are going to Wisconsin. Any shout outs?
Look out. Here we come.
Good stuff. All right, thanks, 22. All right, we're good. I think at this point, we're going to head on up, and we're going to let them celebrate and enjoy the moment. They have to go. I'm going to be heading up. I want to give a shout-out to my co-host, the big dog up there, to Rose Noriega and Cynthia Sanchez. It was a hell of a game. It was a game for the ages. I got to tell you, very quickly, it was 19-0, ended up being 22-19. It was just absolutely amazing.
And we're nearing the end of our broadcast. Absolutely awesome. We're going to head on up, and we're going to go ahead and finish this one. And as we look on the field, we still see the players milling about, just talking it up, because this was a game. It was a game for the fans. It was a game for the players. It was a heartbreak for the Sacramento Sirens, and one that will go down in the annuals of IWFL football as one of the best playoff games of all time. Absolutely incredible.
How you doing?
How you doing, big dog?
Good interview.
Yes, is the alarm off?
Oh, yeah.
All right, we're heading up there. Ladies and gentlemen, wow. Wow. I don't know if there's anything else I could say. I'm sure I could, but we're going to call it now.
It's all back.
Yeah, we got to go.
And I got to go, too.
I want to thank BJ up there. He did a great job. Thanks for tolerating us. And I guess we'll be talking to you soon, but we got to pack up our stuff and we got to get out of here because we're done. I want to thank you for setting this up for us. It's terribly exciting. But we are in, up, out, and gone. Congratulations to the California Quake. They advance to the next round. Their opponent is Wisconsin.
And they'll play in Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin.
On July 16th.
Wow. Wow. We're done. And we're out.
Later.
See ya.